Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The runway. annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University's Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legislators and stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performance. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Stem Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
T2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all face. Carla, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all Sex Sirens. Get ready. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, the Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Stem Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, legendary performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queen versus Sun Queen, one trophy. Theme Battle, grand prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophies. Ballroom Throwback presents Want It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Wait, Kelly. Can I have the legendary?
Shout out to them. love. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that comes and y'all frequent listener to the show. I definitely want to do give y'all a big shout out. So I waited for my co-host to call in and for them to press one for us to get all this madness started. But I'm going to play a commercial, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to bring my special co-host on for the evening, Miss Messy Alexis Mistake, all the way from Brooklyn, New York, honey, that's definitely going to give us all the drama and all the tea and how we feel about a topic that we had last week. And also the legendary icon herself, Jasmine, the CEO and founder of the House of Couture, will definitely be on the line about 12 o'clock or 12:15 to definitely have a special announcement. So I'm going to go into my Tempted to Touch commercial, and then I'm going to come back with my girlfriend Alexis, and we're going to start our shit.
T2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all fake. Car, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all sex virus. Get ready. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball.
Okay, I'm back from my commercial break, honey. What happened? Let me see. I'm trying to see, honey. I see the co-hosts, they was online, honey. Okay, I see them, honey. Let's go straight into my girlfriend, Miss Messy Alexis, honey. Honey, Alexis, are you there, darling?
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm following you just sipping on a little cocktail-ish over here and stuff, honey. Well, I want to start off by saying, I'm so sorry that I could not make it to the Blahnik Ball this weekend. Unlike some of the other girls, Miss Saying, I could not afford $800 round trip to go to Atlanta, okay? Like I told Camaro when I spoke to Camaro on the phone, he asked me at the Icon Tony Revlon Ball to judge his ball. That was a week before the ball. I was not spending $800. I told him I would come. I got home, I looked at the tickets. The tickets was $800. I was not spending $800 to go to a ball. So anybody that's out there and you're having a ball and you're promoting a ball and you would like the Aurora Mother Couture to judge your ball, please, when you start planning your ball, let me know in advance so I can book me a ticket because I have to fly on a cheap ticket. I don't fly on black market schemes and I don't sleep on black market schemes. So you have to let me know in advance so I can definitely book my ticket to make sure that I'm secure and that I'm at your function. Don't ask me a week before the ball or a couple of days before the ball to judge your ball unless you're in the regions of Baltimore, Philadelphia, D.C. Then you can ask me a week before the ball to judge your ball. And if I'm free, then I will make it. Other than that, you have to ask me in advance. It was too short of a notice. But I went out, okay, and I purchased me a one of those green dot card thingies that the girls do. I purchased the pay-per-view for the ball. And I sat here and I watched the pay-per-view of the ball. My opinion, because I really didn't have an opinion on it last week when Nicole had her topic on it. I really didn't have an opinion on it because I didn't see it or anything. So I really didn't have an opinion on it because I never watched it after when they had it for the Rumble. But now that okay, girls, stop texting my phone. I have that tea already. That tea is old. I got it. I will spill it when the time is right. I purchased me a green dot thingy so I can watch the ball. Okay? I sat here and the ball came on and it was a little small box. I had to make it big. It had no sound. The picture was definitely pixelated. It was freezing. It was stopping. The only time that the ball was actually 100% clear was when Temperance and Milan came out as co-overall mother and father. That's the only time it was actually clear and that I was actually able to see something. Other than that, it was horrible. It was pixelated. You couldn't hear no sound. I was on iChat with Alexis. I shared my screen with Alexis so she can watch it with me. We watched it together. I called and I texted different people that were at the ball. I even had a chance to even speak to the icon, Tony Revlon, and let him know that I know that Andre is standing behind you, Tony. Can you please let him know that we have no sound and the picture is horrible? He said he would. We never had no sound. We sat here from 10:45 until 4:07 and watched the ball without any sound. I had to text one of my girlfriends at the ball and ask them to take a picture of the order of category sheet and text it to me so we can know what was going on, because myself, Alexis, Jasmine, and Nicole were sitting here, and we was watching it all together from three different states, and we didn't know what was going on, so we had to have somebody send us an order category so we can figure out exactly what was going on, and that was about an hour into the ball when we was just here trying to figure out ourselves what was going on. We didn't know what was going on. It was just too much. A lot of people was talking about it in different chat rooms that had purchased it, and they was like they had put in for a request for their money back. I'm not going to put in a request because, you know, I'm going to chop that off to the game, and I'm just going to write it off to the game. But it wasn't for me, and I think that it seems like a great idea if the quality and the sound and everything was going on. And so then we did get someone on the phone to talk to the guy, Reggie. They said that it probably was our computer. But like I told y'all, it was three of us watching it, and we was all in three different states. So I don't think it was our computers. I think it was the show. Now, Alexis, you can give your opinion on the situation.
Well, Kelly, you pretty much covered everything, but I do want to add that when we did talk to someone we text, they said that when they did the show from the Rumble Ball, that it was no sound either. But I wish somebody would have told us that before we purchased it, because I would have just saved my coin.
Yeah, it was definitely a waste of time. I hope Reggie is out there and he's listening, or he could call in. So some of the people could definitely give him feedback on how they feel about the situation and what he needs to do to fix it. But from what I gather and with speaking with other people is that he's working on a backpack satellite thingy, and with so many people trying to get on this network from that backpack satellite thing, it's not going to actually give the quality that it would give if it was something that was stable, like in, you know, a studio or something. So maybe that's needs to be the problem. Maybe he needs to invest in some more high-quality things of the nature, because it was definitely a great idea, but it just wasn't fully executed. And I think that he needs somebody back. I think he needs somebody behind him that has the quality and the knowledge and the equipment that he needs to definitely execute this project wonderfully. Because, you know, it was cute for what it was worth. Hold on.
Hello. Hey, what's going on? Hey, everybody on the phone line. Hi, Alexis.
Hey,
hi, chat room. Everybody across Radio Land. How's everybody week today? Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Yes. Hold on, Nicole. Stay right there. Stay right there, Nicole. Hold on 1 minute.
I'm coming every time you come around my London, London Bridge. Wanna go down like London, London, London. Wanna go down like London, London, London.
Mouth, European vibe. Got the vibe like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady. You're supposed to vogue like a lady, stay in one spot.
Ha. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop.
Back to the chambers for you.
London.
Hello, ladies. Hello, Kelly. Hello, Nicola. Hello, Alexa.
Hi, darling.
Hello, chat room.
Yes, but hold on, Nicole London. I see Reggie's on the phone line, and I see that we have the icon RR is on the line also. But do y'all have anything y'all want to say before I bring Reggie and RR?
Well, I personally think that I want to say that I don't think you should just bring Reggie on. I think you should allow people to say in the hat and witness what exactly happened, so that he can get his feedback, so he'll know what to do and what he won't be doing the next time.
Okay, well, if you're on the phone lines and you have any questions or comments or concerns about the pay-per-view portion of the ball, oh, wait, hold on. Before I go into questions, I'm going to bring the other co-host on. But if you have any questions or comments or concerns about the pay-per-view portion of the ball, feel free to definitely press 1, because after I touch on the pay-per-view portion of the ball, then we're going to go into the ball, because the Blahniks are going to come up, and they said they want to talk, but they don't want to talk about the pay-per-view portion of the ball. So please feel free to press 1 at this time if you have any questions or concern about the pay-per-view portion of the ball. Hold on.
I now welcome you. The legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney. Rodney.
Oh.
Realness.
Oh.
Urban.
Right.
Let's go.
What's you, what's you?
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, bro.
Welcome to the jungle. Yeah. Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome.
Hi, Rodney. Welcome to the jungle.
Good evening, ladies. Good evening. How y'all doing?
What's going on with yourself?
I'm good. Driving home.
Oh, I know. That's right.
Oh, child, you with that.
Yeah.
But hold on, y'all. We got to take these callers, and then we're going to go into, because nobody else pressed 1, but I do have a bunch of callers. 917-617, you're live on the air. 917-617, you're live on the air. Hey, girls, I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of people that's going to be trying to get on these phone lines. When I call your number, do not press 1 if you do not have anything to say. So if you got your hand up and you do not have anything to say, baby, I'm going to hang up on you, because there's a lot of people that want to get on the phone lines. And, yes, the phone lines are packed already. Okay, so all you girls that got your hands up, be ready to say something. Or to press 1 and take your hand down, because I'm going to hang up on you. 860-888, you're live on the air. 860-888, you're live on the air. Okay, y'all already get 2 times and then I'm hanging up. Okay, the next number that I have is 252-373, you're live on the air.
Nika!
252-373, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. 757-319, you're live on the air.
Hello, I think...
757-319, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. The next caller. Hold on. The next caller is 609-348. Your line was the air.
Well, Callie, that's me. I'm sorry, baby.
Okay. Oh, that's Tanae. So, Tanae, I'm going to put you back on hold, honey. That's Tanae.
Hi, Miss Tanae.
That's Tanae. That's the legendary Tanae from Jersey, the body diva. Her girlfriend has a listening party all the time at her house in Jersey, honey. Okay. The next caller we have is, well, Reggie, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hi, Reggie.
Hi, Reggie.
You stay right there. I'm going to bring you stay right there. You're live on the air, darling.
Hey, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Oh, wow. Smell.
So,
okay.
I just wanted to listen for a while, but I do have one comment that I want to touch on because I think it's a trend that may be starting early and we probably need to stop it before it starts. But I've never heard of co-overalls.
I'm going to get to that.
It's 11:42. Good Eve.
We are going to get to that because, baby, it's many things, but we're going to get to that. But I'm going to place you back on hold. We're going to bring you right back as soon as we finish talking to Reggie.
Not a problem.
Okay.
But y'all also say what's in AR is going to be my new co-host. He will be the voice of reason for Hot Topic Tuesdays. So we all will be hearing lots and lots of more of the Pioneer IR Chanel. Oh, well, Chanel. Go ahead, Kyle.
Reggie?
Yes, it's there.
Oh, so are you there? Did you hear what I had to say, Reggie?
Yes, I did. And, one, thank you for your feedback. Thanks for watching. And, and that is true. Let's say with any new venture, everybody encounters problems. And I'm not making excuses for what happened. I just know that, you know, my company, I was in a meeting for 4 hours today with my videographer and my streaming company as well to get those situations handled. We thought we had them handled and worked out from the last time, but obviously – For some people, not all, that was the case. And as you mentioned, you know, those refunds have been issued for everybody that said, hey, you know, I wasn't getting sound, things weren't coming through as clear as I wanted or as I expected. You know, and that is still a possibility. I mean, if you do want your money back from that, that's no problem. However, I have issued to those who accepted not to do the refunds. They have gotten free access to the next event that we'll be having as well. So, one, thank you, Kelly, for having me on tonight. You know, I'm not going to take up a lot of time for the show because I'm going into another meeting in about 10 minutes with some other advisors of mine. But, you know, yes, those problems are being taken care of as we speak.
Hello. I didn't have the pleasure of watching your feed via internet. I was there, but I hear there's a lot going on with that.
Well, there's a lot of people that had things that they wanted to say, opinions they wanted to voice, but I guess I summed it up for everybody because nobody seems like they're pressing one to say anything. So I guess I basically summed it up for everybody because nobody's pressing one now. But this was a lot of concerns that was actually, you know, that was actually brought up to my attention, that was brought to my attention by different people and in the different chat rooms that goes around on Facebook. Like, a lot of people couldn't make it to the ball, like you said, and that was the feedback that a lot of people had.
Right, absolutely. There was over 85 viewers at the event. And so far, you know, there are a few people, I'm not going to say, you know, it was 90%, 80%, 20% that had issues with it. But we do realize that that's still a problem, and it is something that we are addressing as a company to make sure that everybody gets the same quality because, you know, perfection is what we're aiming for, period. We don't want one person to get it, one person not. There's a few people that didn't have sound. There's other people who said the picture came in blurry, as you said, tried to maximize it on their screen in HD. So those are things that we are working on right now.
So did you guys have meetings like this before you tried to do the internet thing?
Yes, we did. Matter of fact, we consulted with people in and around the ballroom as well as the company that helps us with the live stream as well. And we did sound tests before, and everything came through good. whether it was a matter of equipment that was used. As Kelly said, that may be one situation where either hardware or software within the streaming company or for the things that we're using to view it or to stream it, then those are the things that we got to look at too. Because
yeah, I think that it's the screaming and the sound, and then the picture quality wasn't good. And then I have a 30-inch iMac computer, and when I enlarged it, it was only still on half of my screen of my computer, and then the other half of the screen was white. All of that needs to be able to be fixed. If you're going to do it, I want you to actually do it on the grand scheme, and when it comes up on your picture on your computer, you can see the whole screen and not half of the screen is white, and then the other half, you like, all of that stuff has to be fixed. It's definitely a great idea. It's definitely a great idea, and if I can't make it to Bulls, like I said, because it's $800 a Friday and round trip, I would definitely love to definitely take and be a part of this venture and watching it, you know, and things. But until all the kinks and everything is worked out, I think y'all need to keep it, like Jasmine said, on more of a mini Bulls thing until y'all get all the kinks and everything worked out of it before you take it to back to another mainstream event, because the girls are going to get frustrated and they're going to get tired of the situation, and then once it's actually fixed and it's up and running correct, the girls is not going to want to be a part of it anymore because they done dealt with it so much already. That's my opinion on the situation. I never had an opinion last week, but that's just my opinion on the situation.
Okay, well, Kelly, right. I was one of the ones who did have an opinion last week. And to Reggie, I do want to apologize because I didn't think it was going to work. But just like what Kelly said, we watched it, me, Kelly, Jasmine, we watched it from three different houses on three different internet providers, you know what I'm saying? And it was like the sound was very – we couldn't hear anything. So you should see me and Kelly and Jasmine on the phone trying to guess what each category was doing. It was just a lot. But if you get all the kinks worked out, I think it probably will be a great idea.
Right, and I appreciate that. I do. And Kelly, you know, the screen situation, the internal server is set up to maximize to a certain screen or the average size screen that people have in their houses. But, yeah, I know that not everybody, you know, has a big screen like that. Or, you know, the new generation computers, a lot of them do offer larger screens so that you can have dual screens and things like that. So the internal settings will have to be turned up so that when you do have a larger screen like yours, which is great. I know that on average, a lot of people, they don't invest in those like that because they're a little more expensive, so we set it to an average setting. But that is something that is easily tweaked so that you can have a larger screen or so that you can view it from a larger platform. So I thank you for that. I thank you for that feedback.
Yes, yes. But it was definitely, from what we did gather from it, it was definitely good. The only part that I saw that was actually stayed long for a minute was when they called out the co-overall mothers and fathers. That stayed steady to get their life. God, somebody is kikiing and falling out. Hold on, Reggie. Maybe this is a caller that wants to talk to you. 347-453, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? This is Joseph.
Hey, Father Blondie.
Hello, Blondie.
Listen, I was just calling for my house purposes. Like, I'm not a Blondie. It was just a Kiki. It was a Kiki. I know that a lot of people felt offended, like Ken Blondie, but like I told him, the shade is not with him and it's not really with the house. I just don't like what a certain member did of that house. And like I said, I never gave grief about anybody that leaves anybody houses because I left the house, but there are ways that you leave a house. You know what I mean? And like I said, I mean, if you're an adult, be an adult about the situation or whatever the case may be. If they ask you if you want to leave, say you want to leave. You's a grown-ass woman. Say that you want to leave.
You ain't like the way Borgen left the house. Ebony just put it out there. You ain't like the way she left.
No, but like I'm saying here, Morgan left the house of Ebony. But the way she left was fucked up, you know what I mean? And I feel some type of way is because when everybody didn't see it, I was like, no, you know, give her a chance and shit like that. She's been around the park, you know, for a minute and shit like that. She walks, she wins and shit like that. But and then, you know, they gave it to her. But I think the reason how she left was just fucked up. you want to lie and tell them, like, no, I don't, I'm not leaving to go to a next house. I just want to step back for a minute to take a break. But, yes, you act the motherfucking blinded bull on the Grand March, routine packed the fuck down and color coordinated this shit. So you've been practicing this for weeks. So 5 days before this ball, when you was having a conversation with my mother and father, you was fucking lying to their face. That's why people have animosity, and that's where the shade comes in at. If you could have been just been truthful and said, you know what, I don't see it, it ran its course, blah, 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 we have no choice but to respect you for that. But the shade comes in is when you deliberately lie to people's face. It has nothing to do with the blinding. I felt like she left because she got a higher position and shit like that. So I thought it was a kiki, so I said I'm Father Blinding. It was a kiki that I left because I got a higher position. You know what I'm the position that I'm in right now in the House of Ebony. It was just a kiki. It's no offense to any of the blindings that took an offense, but at the end of the day, that's my page. Y'all don't have to look at it. Y'all don't have to choose it. If you my friend and you didn't like what I said, unfriend me. It's not that deep. People talk about the House of Ebony all the motherfucking time. I don't say shit because I don't give a fuck. So now
I know that's right, honey.
So at the end
but is that all you have to say, Joe?
Nobody. But no shade. But Morgan, the kids from Jersey, once they on, they do that. It's no
oh, shit.
They want their dudes back. It's no shade.
She used that to get her
album
for Grand March.
That's basically what I have to say. So, I mean.
She used that to get her album for Grand March.
What happened? They said she was color coordinated and shit.
Yeah, with the Ebony's dues money.
So Stephanie X Malone is a blonic now.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yes, honey. Joseph, I won't put you back on hold. If you got anything else to say, feel free to definitely press one.
Aye.
Well, you know, I'm on, y'all, I guess y'all didn't hear what London said, but I'm here to bust the bubble, Miss Thing, and I'm not, Reggie's phone, I think, hung up because Reggie's not on the line anymore. So we're going to go into the recap of the ball. But I'm here to definitely bust the bubble for y'all, honey, so y'all can definitely get the tea because y'all didn't hear what my girlfriend, Miss London, said. Well, the House of Blahnik is definitely trying to turn it up for 2011. So I would like to formally congratulate
12.
Stephanie X Milan, now the overall East Coast mother of the House of Blahnik. I would like to also welcome Father Josello Blahnik to the House of Blahnik, and I would also like to invite and welcome Prince to the House of Blahnik at the New York City Awards Ball. Oh, shit.
Cha-cha-cha.
Just listening.
Oh, I
got
that thing, too.
Let's get into this recap of this ball. Okay?
Okay. Blahnik ball was so hot. It was so hot in there. I don't know why it was so hot.
Well, London, what's your recap of the ball? Because you was the only one out of our team that was at the ball.
I basically thought it was draining. I thought Selvin, she was going everywhere. She was everywhere. I thought it was hot. I thought co-mother and co-father was absolutely ridiculous. And I just really laugh.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Did I get over there like that in the car?
Oh, my God.
Because, well, this is my opinion. I watched the ball. I watched the ball here live on the pay-per-view. Okay? So, like I told the girls, I was at the ball. I was sitting right behind. I was sitting right in between Fred Garcon and the icon Stuart Ebony. I was at the ball. I sat there all night and I watched the ball all night long. So I was there at the ball. The Blahniks asked me to judge, but I just couldn't pick anybody or chop anybody because I was over here on the camera. But I was on the judges' panel all night long. So everybody said, I heard so many different things, and I hope Camaro or Milan calls in here to the show. They said they would be. But they said it was 700 people at the ball. I really highly doubt that it was 700 people at the ball. No category was contested as much as the realness category. And the realness category had about 8 to 11 people that walked away on this category. If anybody knows anything about a ball, the realness category and performance category is the most contested category at the ball. Every category went besides the realness category and the runway category, it was automatically grand prize that house. Grand prize, Sex Saren as a house, went to the House of Milan because they was the only house that walked. Only one other person came out and walked best dressed besides the Chanel's, and that was an
Kelly,
and he got sat
Kelly,
down by
I
the Chanel's. Every category was definitely going back and forth to that house automatically winning, and the categories was going so fast, and I was really gagging. So I highly doubt it was 700 people in the ball, but somebody just emailed me and sent me a email on Facebook, and they said if it was 700 people at the ball, Kelly, then 500 of them was Blahniks, and the rest was ball walkers. That's what they said. Don't kill me. Okay? Then we're going to go into...
Kelly, I got a message.
Okay, what's your message?
Okay, I got a Facebook message from one of the judges saying that they judged the ball, but they didn't enjoy it. It was a mess. As I judged the ball, I noticed the same bullshit from Milan as always going back and forth for Camaro. I don't understand why he hired Selvin, only not allow him to work the mic. Because Milan and Camaro were doing all the work, Milan is still the same O way, having his hand in everything. I thought it was unorganized and draining. That's my opinion, and I'm an icon. Thanks, and I love you.
Mm. Okay, well, Kelly, of course, you know, we couldn't hear what was going on, but I do agree with the judge. Why was Milan and Camaro... If Selvin couldn't count the votes, then why did y'all hire her? Why did you hire Selvin if she couldn't count the votes and make sure everything was running smoothly? I got so tired of Milan and Camaro. They was arguing with each other about who was winning what. They couldn't even count the votes. And I'm like, what is the co-overall fathers doing up there? If it's their ball, they should be sitting back and relaxing and letting the commentator run the function. If I'm wrong, someone correct me.
But Selvin, she was still everywhere.
She was.
And then there was Egon. And then there was Egon, and like I didn't understand.
They had Mrs. Selvin, Egon, Jay, Milan, and Camaro all running the ball. Let's not even get to the fact that they did Grand March, went back. To, I mean, did Legislate with the Stars. Grand March, and then went back to Legend Statements and Stars. I always thought that Grand March was the end of Legend Statements and Stars.
Well, I want Camaro to call in here, so if anybody's by Camaro, please text Camaro and please have him call into the show, because Camaro came up for the last 3 weeks and stressed that this ball was definitely going to start on time. They wasn't waiting for anybody. The coins was there. They wasn't waiting for anybody, and this ball was going to start on time, and this ball was going to be over at 2 o'clock sharp. The ball did not start on time. Bill Romero said the ball was going to start at 6 o'clock. The ball didn't start until 10:40. And a whole bunch of other things. The girls are saying clear the line. So if I don't have your number saved, I don't have your number saved in here, and you're not
Kelly,
a regular caller, and I don't
Kelly,
have your number.
Kelly, I got another... message from another judge. Do you want
to hear that? Hold on, London. I'm clearing the lines now. So if you're not a frequent caller and I don't have your name saved next to your number, we're going to have to disconnect you so we can definitely get these girls on the phone line. So we're definitely clearing the phone lines now. The phone lines are being cleared, so please call in now as the phone lines are being cleared. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Harold. Harold, call back in. I hung up on Harold. But I want to talk about why was he jumping around all night long on the video, too.
Yeah,
Kelly. Kelly.
Yes.
I got to remember that Jody Aga won Sex Iron, not Milan.
Rodney, I was so mad I didn't see you on start today.
Yeah, I couldn't make it, but I did bring James to the ball. I picked him up as well.
Okay, well, the lines are being cleared. Hopefully we can get Camaro to call in here
and get him up here on the phone.
Nicola, get Camara's intro ready.
There she
goes. Okay, hold on. We cleared the phone lines. Hold on. I got some callers that's calling in, but let's go back to the icon pioneer founder, R.R. Chanel International.
I'm so sorry. Can I read this letter first, please?
Yes, go ahead. Read it, and then I'll say what I need to say.
Okay. I also judged the ball. It was unorganized and unfair and was giving eyes and winks for someone to win. Also, the Argos got sex siren, but the cash wasn't given out. Jody Argo won sex siren battle on his own member from the last two and didn't get any money.
I have something to ask Camara when he comes on. Is it true that you guys had to recount ballots? Y'all started doing the ballots over an hour before the ball because Andre couldn't remember which one of his house members were a part of certain categories for of the year. So y'all all started doing the ballots all over again an hour before the ball when ballots are supposed to be sealed a week before the ball?
Yes. I gagged at that when I heard that they were still doing votes and they was having a meeting the week of the ball. I thought that all of that's supposed to be done like a week prior to the ball, that all of these are supposed to be out. And then I heard that girls was gagging because girls that was supposed to win categories didn't win categories. They changed the votes and other people was voted for. I don't understand. If y'all have a booklet and everybody put their booklet in and they vote, once your booklet is in, it shouldn't be any changing of anything. The vote should be as they are. I don't understand that. But
exactly.
I understand. I'm gonna play the North Carolina commercial and pay some bills, and I'm gonna come back to the callers and we're gonna finish recapping this ball because it was a fucking mess. And I have to really disagree with a lot of statements that the Blahniks put out, but I'm going to talk about that after this commercial from the North Carolina Awards Ball.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Okay, we are definitely live, and we're back on the air, okay? Milan, call in now. I'm going to clear the lines because I can't call anybody. I'm clearing the lines now. And Milan, you can call in here now. Hold on. I'm clearing the phone lines. Milan, please call in now. We're clearing the phone lines to get you in. So call in now, Milan. Pick up the phone and call in now. For everybody that's trying to get on the phone line, for all you girls that's just sitting here on the phone line, all you girls that's on the phone line, there's so many girls on this phone line, Miss Thing. It's a ton of girls on this phone line, and you girls are just sitting here and y'all just listening. So if y'all buy a computer or you got an iPhone, go to blogtalkradio.com/tent or chop, and you can definitely listen to the radio show from your iPhone or any Android phone. I cannot have all you girls just here on the phone line and none of y'all pressing one and y'all just listening. Please patronize y'all phones that y'all paid for.
please patronize the chat room and listen to the show from the chat room, because I have so many people that's texting my phone and they're trying to get on the phone live about this situation. So feel free to definitely go on that end and get on the show, because the lines are full. Milan, I'm clearing the lines now, Milan. Call in now. I'm clearing the phone lines, okay? I'm clearing the phone lines now. So call in now. Okay? Please call in now, honey. Please. Now. I'm getting the lines clear. Y'all, these girls are calling in so fast, as soon as I clear the lines go off, the lines go back up so fast. They're saying this is a mess. Oh, hold on, child. This is a mess. Hold on. Hold on. Where's Camaro? I need Camaro, too. Honey, hold on. Okay. Because this is crazy. Milan, did you get through yet, Milan? Okay, hold on. Let me check my shit. What the fuck is going on with this shit? Okay, hold on. Milan is on the phone lines now. Milan,
hello.
You're there.
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
What's going on?
Hey, Malone. Hey, Malone.
I didn't
hello,
know I'd get a chance.
Hello, 50% Father.
Hi, London. How are you? I didn't get a chance to hear what was said or who was on the line, but I just want to say what's up to everybody. I want to personally thank
Rodney, London, Nicole, and RR, and Alexis is on the phone line.
Hey, Tavy. Hey, RR. Hey, London. Hi, Nicole, sis. What's up, Kelly?
Hello.
I just want to call because I got a couple of little things that were said when I signed into the radio show. But I do want to say that the House of Blahnik Ball was a phenomenal ball. It was a phenomenal function. We got through all of our categories. We gave away all of our cash.
I love you. Stop you.
Oh, no, wait. No. You know, I already know where we're going with that. That's why one of the reasons why I'm calling in. But we gave away all of our cash. We had a phenomenal function. We had amazing trophies for both the of the years and for the award ceremony. Every table, we had 16 tables. All 16 of the tables were sold. It was definitely over between 500 and 700 people in the building. We had 500 wristbands. All of, excuse me, please stop it. It's not tonight. If we had 500 wristbands, we had to go buy another 500 wristbands. Well, after we were done with the 500 wristbands, we had 310 or 315 wristbands left. So that kind of equates to about 700 people. To talk about the situation, one situation that I've heard, which is probably the only kind of negative situation that's actually looming around the ball, is that we had a sex siren, which was open to all sex sirens. That was for male figures and female figures, which included the drags, the femme queens, and the trans man, and also the butch queen sex sirens. Jody Balenciaga did not win the overall category. If you can get Selvin on the phone, Selvin will also get on the phone and let you know that he did not win. Jody won butch queen sex siren, which was only one portion of the open to all category. We had a Ms. Female who won female figure sex siren. We had a Fem Queen who won Fem Queen sex siren. Both of those two individuals came back when it was time to battle for the cash, and Jody did not come back. We counted down the category at least three times. I watched Camaro count it down. Selvin counted it down. Selvin even got to the point where he gave the mic away to Camaro and went to go look for Jody, because Jody did not come back. By that time, it looked like it was almost we were waiting for Jody or trying to set it all up for Jody, because Jody never came back, and we counted the category down three times. What ball does a person who knows that they're walking a grand prize walk off the runway and leaves, and we can't find him, and we're supposed to hold the ball until he comes back? That did not happen.
Overall cash for the $500?
From the female figure from the house of Ms. Rahi. I don't know her name. I don't know who she is. She out on the
her
yellow.
Name, her name is Jude Mizrahi.
Okay.
And, Jude says that she didn't get any cash.
Listen,
she didn't get $500 from anybody.
Listen. the female figure, which is, I don't know her name, like you said, maybe her name is June Mizrahi. I don't know who she is. She won over the Sim Queen. When we went to Andre to call Andre and ask her where she was at, she left. Now, from my understanding, Camaro gave her the money. Another thing that I want to make clear, too, I had no profit into the ball. I got nothing from the ball. This was basically a birth was on Camaro, Jay, and the people that was in the house before me. Those are the people that handled the money. Those are the people that handled the door. I did not have any parts of that. From my understanding and from what I know, Camaro stood at the end of the runway all night, counted out all his money, and gave away to everybody their cash. And that's from what I know. So
who was handling the lights?
London, come on now. This is not about some lights.
Oh,
anyway,
they
so,
were flickering
on,
and turning
so,
off the lights.
So, Kelly, one more thing. Just one more thing I want to address, too. I think somebody said that I was in a chat room and they were concerned by why Camaro was on the microphone a couple of times or counting the votes. The reason why we were counting the votes was not because Selvin did not do her job. Selvin did an amazing job, but we had to speed up the ball because, as you know, and as it was advertised, we only supposedly had the building to 3 o'clock. That was the time that we had. We paid for an additional hour. We paid for another additional hour, but we were trying to get through all the categories before 3 o'clock so we wouldn't have to pay any money for the ball, any extra money. So that's the reason why me and Camaro was kind of like hurrying up the judges to count down the categories and stuff like that. Now, Kelly, that's the only two things that I've heard. Everything else from that point have all been beautiful blessings, beautiful congratulations, about our grand march.
I'm going to tell you exactly what I heard. Okay.
Okay. See, I'm not.
That's why
that
I want
right
Camaro
now.
On. That's why I need Camaro on.
London, sweetheart. Camaro is standing right next. Camaro will be getting on the phone as soon as I pass the phone to him. So
okay. That's why
I
need Camaro on the phone because
okay.
It was told to me with the money that okay. That Jody had won the money, but now you're saying Jody didn't win the money.
Kelly, Jody did
okay,
not
okay, hold on. I understand
money.
What you said, London. I didn't stop you, so don't stop me. Jody
okay.
was supposed to have won the money, but now you're saying Jody never came
stop
back
saying
out.
He was supposed to win the money because he did not win the money. He only won one portion, which was Butch Queen. He had to compete against the drags, the trans man, and the fem queen in order to win the money. He did not do that. He left. Or he was
okay,
not
so he left. He didn't get a chance to compete. So now
right.
What Camaro said that you just said was, Camaro said that he paid the money to the cunt, June
now, wait,
Mizrahi.
Now I'm going
to
pass the phone to Camaro. Cause
okay,
that,
Camaro.
That don't have anything to do with me. Hold on, let me pass the phone to Camaro. Hold on. I don't have a signal in here.
Hold on, I think I got a 404 caller. Let me see what this 404 caller while we get Camaro on the line.
Here he is. Here's Camaro. Come, Kelly.
404-853, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up with you, Kelly? It's Ted. But
who's
the thing I really had to call in. The thing I really had to call in to say was that.
Hey, do y'all want me on the air?
Hold on. So, okay, Camaro. Now, Milan just said that you gave the money for the $500 to June Mizrahi. I spoke with Lita from the House of Mizrahi, and Jews never got $500 for the category. So who was the money given to?
Okay.
Because they said Jody said.
Okay, wait, you want me to answer or not?
Okay, well, let me give you my rundown. So you can give your whole recap about everything, and then you can go. Okay. Came on the radio for weeks, said this ball is going to start at 6 o'clock. It's going to be this. The ball didn't start until 10. The ball didn't start until 10:40. Then I got speculation that Fred, Father Chanel, had to chase you down for the $250 for the Butch Queen and Drag's face category. Then the other money speculations that came across the table was they had to chase you down for the $100 for the woman's face category. Then you have the sex crime category that belongs that Jody didn't win. Jody did not come back out. So it's the Mizrahi, Jew Mizrahi, which we spoken with Jews, and she said she did not get any money from anybody in the House of Blahnik. So, Camilo, go ahead.
Well, first of all, let me say thank you to everybody who did come to the Blahnik Ball. We definitely appreciate those who came to support. Now, as far as money is concerned, every category that had money attached to it was given out. And every time it was given out, I said right there at the top of the runway, giving out to all coins. Now, this sex siren category, if I haven't seen the DVD yet, but I'm pretty sure it's on there, and everybody who was in the building heard me say on the mic several times, come back, is there anything else? Let's deal with it. I counted down three times, like 10, 9, 8. Now, 5 minutes after the ball, here comes Harold and Jody coming up the runway talking about, well, what's going on? No, ain't nothing going on. All the cash is given out. So,
all the cash is given out. So, who was the $500 given to?
The girl who won Sex Siren. Now, I don't know her name.
But nobody
so
she's still
right
name.
To the side. She's still
hold
right
on,
to the side.
Wait. This is becoming a problem. So y'all go ahead and finish talking with Camaro, because now I'm going to get, I don't even use the Mizrahi cunt, but I'm going to definitely get them up here on the phone line, because
okay.
They said they didn't get anything from y'all.
Okay, well,
I'll go ahead, London, Nicole, take over the show while I work on getting Felicity Mizrahi and Jews Mizrahi on the line. Y'all go ahead and take over the show.
But Camaro, you guys never called everyone else back.
All right. I know for a fact we call people back because, like Milan said, you can ask Selvin. Selvin personally went back there and got him. I told him to stand to the side. He chose to leave. Selvin personally went back to get him, brought him back. He left again. And even on his Facebook post, he says, you told me to make sure I battle for the cash. Why would I not want him to battle for the cash? I want this ball to be a success, which it was. So now, after he brought it, him and Harold brought it to me that he didn't get money, I went right to Andre, I looked with Milan, and said, call the girl back. Who is the girl? Because I've never seen the girl before. He called the girl on the phone, and asked, she said she's not coming back. Baby, if we owe her $500, she was going to come back.
Yeah, but why did you give out wooden boxes as trophies?
We thought they were fab and everybody loved them.
I tried to steal one, actually. Then I looked inside and noticed it was empty.
Yeah. So now it's back to the back to the money situation. As much money as I have, even before that ball started, there's no damn way that I got to worry about $500. And anybody who knows me know I would never let somebody hold anything over my head like that. So I know for a fact I get, and all the witnesses I had, Jasmine Milan was up there, Italy Chanel was up there, whatever that woman's face was, she got, they got all their money.
Did you let the Blahniks in for free?
Y'all starting to sound ridiculous.
No, I'm not reading. I'm asking you. Did you?
Okay. First of all, don't interrupt me with a dumb, stupid question. Wait a minute now.
If you want me on this phone,
you know what I'm saying? Don't try to insult my intelligence.
You really make money for the ball, so you're lying.
Free. Because we let the Blahniks in free, and it is definitely not up to you to count my money.
I
don't think it's a discrepancy. Hold on. Harold, you're live on the air.
Good evening, everyone. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Okay.
Hello,
okay.
Peter Stain for her.
Okay.
This is Alon, and from this point on, really, I'm probably going to be addressing the rest of this phone call. Camaro's not going to get back on the phone.
I was talking, so, I mean, if you could patiently
First of all, Harold, I didn't know you were on the line, so I am patiently waiting my turn. I got handed the phone, and I was making an announcement that Camaro was off the phone.
Go ahead, Harold, because I don't know what's going on. Jody ain't get the money. June ain't get the money. So who the fuck
June
got the money?
Fred said he had to go
and chase motherfuckers down for the motherfucking money, okay?
Okay.
And like I said, at any board you go to, everybody, you either get taken to the back and you get your money or the envelopes is already made for the money. It's only, y'all said y'all had a successful ball. Y'all said all the money was given out. But people are definitely debating y'all statements that y'all made and had about this ball and about giving out this money.
Well, first of all, Kelly, since you're making a statement like that, first of all, bitch, I got a settlement for over $2 million motherfucking dollars. And I get $25,000
a month.
Keep it straight. Don't say we don't have any money because, baby, I have plenty of money. So
but
you can keep going.
About you handling money because you said you didn't handle the money.
It's the money.
She didn't get the money. Jody didn't get
the
money.
She
so who
put
got
the money
the fucking
in
money?
Bank.
Kelly,
go ahead, Harold.
I watched Camaro talk to the girl on the phone. Andre called that girl. The girl says she is not coming back. Put Andre on the phone. Call the girl. You got the girl number. You said she didn't get her money. Call her number. Call her right now. That's what you do.
Excuse me. I've seen her. I've seen it happen. Hello. Okay.
Call the client.
Have you seen it happen, Milan? You just said a few minutes ago, Milan, you didn't know what happened with the money. You had to pass the phone to Camaro.
Camaro
wanted
to address it.
What's the story?
Harold was sitting right next to me and Camaro and Andre when he called the girl. Harold was sitting right there with Jody. You can send Harold on the phone. I'm going to be quiet because Harold was sitting right there.
I was sitting right here, and I was watching the whole ball. I've never seen the cunt come back and battle the drag. I've seen a battle on another cunt. And I've seen her standing on the sideline. I'm going to let
Harold talk, and I'm going to let Harold explain to you that we called the girl, and he's sitting right there, and so we called
all of these lies and things, Harold.
Okay,
because
the girls lie, because the girls can't take, so we're going to let Harold talk.
What is it not to take? I
couldn't take that heat in that ball.
You weren't even there, girl. Shut up, Ms. Marcus. Marcus, we seen you on the sideline.
Okay, go ahead, Harold.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let me say this. First and foremost, let me say this part. In regard to earlier on in the ball, I know that Camaro, another Balenciagas that won, they got their money right then and there after the category. Okay, there were about 15 people that walked Butch Queen Sex Siren. Okay, there were five Balenciagas walked, four were left. Okay, so at the end of that point, Camaro turns to me. No, Milan turned to me and said, okay, they have to battle for the cash. I said, okay. We knew this coming into the ball. He said they had to battle for the cash. Okay, so I was judging. So at that point, the Balenciagas battled. Jody was the final Balenciaga remaining. Okay, at that juncture, I didn't know that they had to battle the female figures. Jody then went to go get dressed. I was on the panel, so therefore the ball didn't appear to be that it was going to end. Okay, now I sat up there and I judged the remaining category. Okay, now I do know that Selva's own admission that he did go get Jody, and I think another Balenciaga verified that Selva went to go get Jody. I do remember the two, in judging, I do remember two female figures battling, you know, sex battle, one tall, one short. Okay, at the end of that, Camaro stated that he gave this young lady the money. Anyone that was at that ball will recall that Camaro commentated the rest of the categories because the ball was ending, and what Camaro the Blondes were trying to make sure that everybody got a chance to walk. So if Kamala was on the mic commentating, he was there for the Femme Queen realness because there was a discrepancy with Persia Ebony. He was there for the realness of the house.
And so if he
was there on the microphone for all those categories, at what point did he hand this young lady the money?
And I also want to co-sign with Harold. Y'all know me and Harold don't see each other because I seen all of that when the Kamala was going back and forth at it, near on the sideline doing the realness category. All this has happened. Jews was already standing on the sideline for 15 to 20 minutes. When all of that commotion started happening up there, Jews walked off the runway to the back of the runway, and Kamala was still at the front of the runway the whole time until the ball ended at 4:07. So when did Kamala have time to go in the back and hand Jews anything? Because he was always on the tape in the front all the whole time after Jews walked off the runway to the back. Kamala stayed in front the whole time. I watched the whole fucking ball from beginning to end.
Whenever you're ready for me to answer the question, I'm going to let Harold finish.
It's a lie. It's a lie. It's all a lie.
Okay, Milan. Okay, Harold.
Me and Milan were sitting there. And Milan was talking to me, and Milan explained to me that, you know, he didn't have anything to do with the category, blah, 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 this and that, whatever. You explained that aspect to me. At the time, we turned to Andre and asked Andre to call the young lady to see if she would come back. Andre called her. She did not answer the phone when we were standing there. Andre did not get her on the phone until after he was outside, and then Andre said she didn't get no money. And I said, are you for real? He said she didn't get no money. Now, okay, my feeling was inside the ball. This is how I felt. If Jody had actually walked off because of whatever and the category went on, and then he missed out the opportunity, that would have been one thing, you know. And
which is what happened.
Okay, that would have been one thing. But the alleged individual that supposedly had won the category didn't get paid either. I mean, I even asked, as simple, I said, okay, look, because he came, he walked the category, you know, can you just give him back his admission to, you know, to just kind of just break this and even thing, you know, whatever the case, this and that. They scoffed at that and said no. $30? So, I mean, I'm not, the thing was, honestly, Jody didn't even make a big deal about the whole situation. Even outside, Jody said, Dad, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, whatever the case is, that it's not that big, you know, because honestly, you know, initially the thought was that Milan had sponsored the category and that, you know, I don't know if Jody Milan had like a safety pass. I said, no, Milan didn't sponsor the category.
Thank you.
Because you didn't even know that you didn't sponsor the category. So, this, you know, even when I saw come the next day, it wasn't shade or nothing.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, your phone's going in and out, Harold.
I'm sorry, I'm driving. From there, and even when Jody saw Kamala at the ball, he went up to him, gave him a hug, paid it, and kept going. No comments, no debate, this and that, whatever. Even at the ball, after Jody had won, you know, at Stewart's ball, and won the $200, I guess Jack had made a comment or whatever the case is, and it was like, oh, Jody didn't do this. I mean, my thing is, as a parent, everybody knows that my child can be, you know, very vocal, whatever the case is, and that. I think he handled it very diplomatically. He wasn't trashed or anything. Then I'm
hearing, hold on. We got Andre on the phone line.
Thank you.
Hold on. Andre, are you there? Hello?
Okay, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but I'll do a three-way right now. My daughter didn't get no money, so please do not sit here and set her up.
Thank you.
She'll never be in nobody's drama and nothing else, so please leave her out of this. We will be coming to the Alliance meeting, me, her, and Jody, so they can all say out their mouth that they did not get any money, period.
Okay.
And I thank you. Bye.
Can we all have the complete overall Father Blahnik, the complete not half of it?
London, Camaro's not getting back on the phone, so it's neither here nor there. I again, I would love for Andre to call the girl on a three-way phone call. I wasn't handling any money. Andre did call the girl while all three of us were standing there. The girl said she had left. She was not coming back to the ball. So from my understanding, I remember distinctively Camaro standing at the front of the runway. Every 5 or 6, 7, 10 minutes, people were coming up with the flyer saying that the category was for cash. Camaro gave out all the cash. And I
that's
say
the
this.
Whole, that's the whole thing, Demond. Nobody should have to come up to a telephone and
Listen to me before I can finish making a statement. If it was any discrepancy, if it was any type of issue that the girl left before she got her cash, she will get her $500 if she did not. Camaro said to me that he gave the money out. I'm almost certain that he gave the money out. If he did not, if something happened where it was a mistake, she didn't. It's not like we didn't have the money. It's not like we were trying to get over. It's not like we weren't trying to give out the money. The girl battled. The girl battled the tranny. She won over the tranny. Camaro told her to stand to the side. From that point, Camaro said he gave her the money. She walked off and she left. That's my assumption. That's what
I'm
saying.
Hold on, Malone. I'm not just saying
that,
Malone. There's no reason.
I have a point that I'm trying to make. I just
wait,
too,
Malone. Hold on. It's no reason why Fred should have to come up and collect his woman's face $100. It's no reason why Fred should have to come up and collect his woman's face.
He didn't come up to me and ask for no.
Milan, when you won your money, when you won that money in Chicago, did somebody have to come up and collect your money? Wasn't your money straightly given out to you?
I was a
007. Nobody had to go look for you. You didn't have to go look for a scholar to get your money?
I was
you won your money in Chicago. Did you have to go look for a scholar to get your money, or did they come to you and bring you your money when the category was over?
This is what I'm telling you, Kelly. At the end of the ball, the categories were being rushed. This is what I want you to understand, and I think we're getting off topic. The categories was being rushed. Camaro had a hand full of money. He was trying to get done with all the categories. At the end, when he was telling people to stand to the side who were winning, after I finished doing all the categories, he turned to everybody that was over there that won their cash categories. He handed out the money. It was one girl. It was a female from the House of Chanel that didn't even know her was for cash, so she left after she got her trophy. That's when not Fred came up there. When Neil came up there and said, look, Milan, the category is for cash, I said, okay, go show Camaro. He walked over there. Camaro gave her the money that was in his hand because Camaro was commentating and gave it to the girl. What I'm telling you is at the end of that ball, the categories were being so rushed so we can make sure everybody got their chance to walk the ball. Camaro had a whole pan full of cash, handed it out to all the cash categories. That's what he was trying to do. That's why he called the female figure and the woman back to the stage so they can get their money. That's why Selvin counted the category down, waiting for Jody three times. That's why Selvin let me finish saying what I have to say. Well, all
that's
I'm
why Camaro should have started the ball on time, like he came up on the
all
show.
I'm saying if it is a discrepancy, between
last three weekends, for the last 3 weeks, Camaro came up
between
Harold.
Wait. This is to Harold and this is the ball.
He should have started it on time.
If we couldn't, it was nobody here on time, so we had to start late. Anyway, so Harold and Andre or whoever else, if it is true that she left before she got her money, I will personally give her $500. And Jody cannot get any money because Jody did not come back. She is scratched. She will get $1,000. She will get a $500 from me for the inconvenience, and Camaro will make sure that he gives her the $500 for the cash. She will get $1,000. Period.
Then let me say this. Then on behalf of the House of Blood, Chicago, no, I can't speak for Jody.
You still there? You still there? Andre's still there?
Okay, Andre, go ahead, because we got her on the phone.
Okay, well, Jule's on the phone right now, and she can say exactly what happened. Go ahead, Jule.
Go, June.
Hey, I battled a film queen, and I know I won that battle. I never got to battle Jody, and I left, and I received a phone call when I was in the car about battling Jody. I never received $500. I received $100 for Woman's Body, which I also won, but I never received the $500 for Sex Siren.
Okay, well,
so
you won the $500 when you beat the femme queen or whatever. So if you didn't get your money, I don't know what happened. I did not handle the money, but I'm telling you this. as the overall father of the House of Blahnik, I'm going to personally give you $500, and Camaro is also going to give you $500. You're going to get $1,000 because
you
did everything
you
did. What is it that I'm saying?
She said that they call her back to battle Jody, but it never got to the final battle, is what she's saying.
Let me hear what June said.
After I battled the Femme Queen, I was asked to step to the side. I stepped to the side. Once I stepped to the side and stood there, they called up another category. While that category was going on, the lights went out. So to my understanding, the ball was over. I didn't hear anybody call anybody back. I know once I was in my car on my way home, I received a phone call from Andre, and he put someone else on the phone asking me, did I battle Jody?
That was me.
And I
that was me.
No.
And Andre, since you're on, hold on, wait,
okay,
Kelly, hold on for one second. Kelly, I want to prove a point to you really fast because you actually almost called me a liar, but you didn't. But you didn't say it, but I'm going to show you a point. Andre, did you or did you not contact her while me, Harold, and Jody was standing right there when we were in the ball? Isn't that
Don't finish it.
I want to make a clear point, and I want it to be very clear. When I walked up to you inside the ball with Harold and Jody, didn't you call her right then and there, and she answered the phone?
Exactly, and I gave you the phone.
Thank you.
Okay, and let's get Camilla on the phone, because Camilla said he gave her the money at the back of the runway.
Okay, well, that's
what I'm
going to
do. You know
what I'm doing? No money. And they'll say, I know. Well, definitely, I gave her the money at the back of the runway.
Okay,
but
now, listen to me.
And did not give that girl no money.
Listen to me again.
Let June speak again.
Because June didn't. I think what may have happened, and I'm not 100% sure, and I do apologize again for the inconvenience. I think when Camaro gave you the $100 for the category that you won, I think he was probably under an assumption that that was the only category because he was probably flux with everything that was going on. Again, Andre can drive. I'm going to get off the phone. I'm going to call my father, Andre. I'm going to give Andre the address to where we're at now. He can come over here with yourself, and you can come get your $1,000, no longer $500 for the inconvenience.
I'm sorry about that.
Show,
honey. I'm on my way to the show. You can meet me there, and I'll give her money by tomorrow.
Okay. All right, Father. I'll meet you there later.
I know you're going there. Because if y'all would have started the ball, like Camaro said, at 6 o'clock, y'all wouldn't have to be going through this inconvenience because y'all would have been able to finish that whole category.
Let me say this. If we would have started the ball at 6 o'clock, nobody was there. It was nobody there but Blahnik, and that would have been unfair.
And if it was nobody there, if it was nobody there but Blahnik, the first category would have been grand prize, and y'all would have saved your money.
No, Andre, one second. If you relax and let me speak, all our categories were called. All our cash was given out. This was something that is a matter that was probably a misunderstanding.
Camaro came on this radio show for the last three weekends and said the ball was on Friday at 6 o'clock. You're a beautiful girl. Don't yell. You don't have to yell.
Listen,
Milan, please stop trying to sneak into that.
patronize me, okay?
I'm not trying to patronize you, okay? You fucking hated that this thought about your grant to Graham. When they called you off LSS, you looked beautiful. You Vogue. When you besides the little trip you did, that was the first time I ever seen you look as clean as you did.
I'm being real.
And all I'm doing is
you're not being real. Because Camille, like I said, you don't want to let me finish.
I'm being 100% real with you.
The female figure, the cut girl, we're going to give you $1,000.
We'll see you later tonight. I will personally hand you the $1,000, and I'm sorry for the inconvenience. All the categories at the Blahnik Ball was given out. All our categories we had. I'm sorry for this small inconvenience, this little mishap. It's going to be fixed, and all our categories are done. So it's no problem. We had our beautiful grand march. The ball was beautiful, and more power to the House of Blahnik. And
Malone,
I'm sorry, Hero, your child didn't win.
Are you going to be in
Hold on, let's get past all the drama and stuff, you know.
Thank you.
Can you call Selvin, Nicole?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Milan?
Yes, who is this?
Let's give the floor to the podcast.
Could you just get Selvin, too, please, call her?
Can I please have your attention? I can't really talk over all the noise. First of all, Milan, I want to congratulate you and Temperance. But I do have a question in regards to that, but I want to say this to you, and I want to say this so you can take it back to Temperance. I think that you and Temperance are powerful as a team, that you guys could have started your own, you know, legacy. I think that you guys are not followers but leaders. And for you to take a title such as co-overall father. Yeah, I think that's just a sign of desperation, and I'm not trying to be shady, a sign of desperation on Camaro's part to get you guys to come to the house when there is no such thing in the ballroom community. You guys are creating something that doesn't exist, which is going to trickle down just like the legendary status, and it's going to cause a tumble effect that's going to be devastating to the ballroom community. I think once again that if Camaro wants you and Temperance to have a title and he thinks that you guys are worthy of being in the House of Blahnik, he needs to step to the side and just become an overall and just let you be the father of the house, or however you can change the title. But that title has no significance. It has no merit. Who came up with that idea? That's what I want to know. And
that's
I'm not talking
question.
To this.
No, no, you know damn well we are best.
Okay.
We talk all the time. It's,
so
you know, it's not
give
that.
Give me that because
so,
I really don't.
So I'm gonna,
I don't
I'm going to answer that. I'm going to answer
right.
that. Number one, the title is actually a title that has been done before, and it is still currently going on with the House of Icon. You have Sabrina and you have Ashley, who are both the overall mothers of the House of Icon. That has been done almost. That was done almost 10 to 15 years ago. So it's not a. It's not something that is brand new to the ballroom scene. It is actually something that has happened, and it is. And it does exist. And it is very. And House of Icon is a very. Oh, Nicole is on the phone. Also, okay, great. She can also prove the fact that this is not something that was just made up for me and Camaro. Something that
Ashley
actually,
is the founding mother. She's not the overall mother.
Exactly. Hold on, wait.
No. At this current time, me and James are close. James can also tell you that something that is going on within the house right now, and I'm not sure if Nicole even is still a part of the organization, but I'm sure she's family with them enough to know that Ashley and Sabrina both share that title. When it happened with me and Camaro, James was the first person to call me. James was the first person to put on Facebook that this was something the Icon House of that legendary Icon House of Icon started it, and the Blahniks did it again, and he congratulated us. So you are one person that I respect with the utmost respect. You and Andre and Tony Revlon. So it's not like that. And I do hear you out. Maybe we should or could have started our own legacy, but
it's
that's not what we chose
to
do.
It's never too late to start what you could
have. No, but that's not what we wanted
because
to do. We wanted
I understand
to do something
that,
else.
But what I'm saying to you is please listen to me. You see how you just became overall last night. But right now, you are in the driver's seat. If anything, let him just pass the torch and give you the torch. okay? He can take a back seat and be the dictator, be the CEO, be whatever he wants to be. But if you're going to be the front face of the house, then let you be that, because it can't be a situation where when he fucks up, you clean up. It's not good cop, bad cop, because right now that's what's going on. You took the slack for what he just fucked up on in his statement about the cash, but you cleaned it up royally because you could, okay? So at the end of the day, you have proven that you have what it takes to be the the overall in that house. So he needs to give you that title. He needs to take another title, and he needs to give Temperance whatever title it is that's going to make her arrive where she needs to be, and tell the girl that's under her that she needs to go where he's going, and they need to call it a day. Because at the end of the day, I don't see co-sharing any
Temperance
title.
Is not sharing. I'm sorry. Maybe there's a little bit of confusion. Temperance is not sharing any overall position with anybody. Temperance is the overall mother of the entire house of Blahnik. Now, what
state
happens
to state.
Is
state to state?
Yes, he's the overall mother of the entire house, state to state. Only two people that
so
aren't sharing
and
anything
are sharing
the only
co-
two. Yes, yes.
Co-
and you know
co-
what? Honestly, and I do hear you, and I do respect everything you're saying, but it really works. Camaro is my best friend. He has been my best friend for the last 10 years, and that's something that we do for each other, and it's something that I don't mind doing with him, is sharing a title, because that's my heart. So, and when everybody has hung their back on me on certain occasions, when people didn't believe in me that I was going to go to L.A. and do and become successful or whatever, he was always there for me. So if this is something that
I'm
am going to do.
I'm not taking anything away from Camaro.
Hold on one second. Let me be clear. This is something that I wanted to. This is something that I accepted. And it's not. It's something that I am forward to doing with my friend. So the ballroom to me is not that detrimental. It's not a disrespect to me. It's not something that, I feel like, you know, it's nothing like that. That's something that I accepted. I can honestly say that the position may have been offered to me, and I said that's not fair because Camaro was in the house longer. Let's just both become overall fathers. Maybe that's what happened. You know, so it's not what you think. I know from the outside looking in, if you don't know about the things that has already happened previously to this situation with the House of Icon, you may think it's weird. Not, and it's something that works. It's
well,
a functionality.
I've always been under the impression that James was the founding father.
No.
And Ashley was the founding mother of the House
James,
of Icon. And
James,
if I'm wrong,
Sabrina,
somebody please tell me.
No, Sabrina, I'm not, I don't, that might as well be true, but Sabrina and Ashley are now the two overall mothers of the house. James can get on the phone. Like I said, James called me. James put it on Facebook. We talked about it. We kiki, and that's just it. So I'm sorry that you might not understand, and I know you believe in me cold-heartedly. We had conversations at your ball, after your ball, in the airport and everything. So I know how you feel, but this is something that I accepted because Camaro is my best friend. So.
Okay. Well, me and Camaro have a history as well, but I'm not, you know, I don't take anything away from his credibility. I'm just trying to understand the title myself because it just didn't sound or sit right with me. But, you know, sometimes you have to move with the flow and see how it works, you know. So at the end of the day, I wish you guys the best of luck, and
Thank
I'm glad
you.
That you clarified the cash situation. And, Kelly, you can continue your show.
Thank you, R.
Thank you all. Well, I want to get I'm tired of talking about this.
I want RR to stay online if he can, because Jay and Selvin both want me to call on three-way because they're gonna piggyback off everything I just said. So if you give me 1 second, I'm gonna call. RR, you stay on the phone. Don't hang up because Jay wants to talk to you.
Get out there, Father Blahnik.
Go, please. Okay, the next call I have is 214-47. You're live on the air.
Yeah, I want to know one thing. Where the fuck is my money? Because my motherfucking screen was black, and y'all made me look like a damn fool with all these people looking for a goddamn show.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, Reggie's not on the show anymore, baby. Reggie's is gone. But they said if you ask for your money back, that you would definitely get your money back.
Oh, okay, and I got another thing to say. If you come to Texas, you will get your money on the spot in the envelope. Thank you.
Thank you. That's the way it should be done.
Get out.
The next caller is 216-820. You're live on the air. 216-820. 820, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. The next caller I have is 66274. You're live on the air.
666.
662374. You're live on the air.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Go on. The next caller I have is 718304. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Hi. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
I'm good. I just would like to make a comment. Is Nicole on this line?
Yes, she is.
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you, Nicole?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. What I have to say to you, I don't want you to take this out of, you know, that I'm being disrespectful towards you or anything like that. And the thing that I have to say to you is that I don't think, like, when you're hosting a show or whatever, I don't think that you're, like, everything is, like, on point or whatever. Understand what I'm saying to you? Like, Kelly, I remember Kelly was saying how, you know, she's going to see herself on VH1 and all of that stuff like that. I actually believe that she could do that or whatever. But with you, I don't know. It's just, I think you'll be better as, like, a producer or something like that for the show, not as a host, not as an interviewer, per se. And that's just a comment that I just wanted to put out there, whatever. It's no disrespect to you or nothing like that. That's just my opinion, you know? So you guys have a good evening.
And, Carla, where do you see yourself as?
Thank you, Carla. Tayana Milan, Tayana Ebony, you're live on the air.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Miss Kelly, stop trying your best.
What's going on? I thought you were switching back too. Can y'all hear me?
That was crazy. I'm waiting on Harold to get on here because I want to ask him about the switching of the houses. So he's still a member now?
Hold on. Harold is still on the phone line, but let me break the story to y'all. Let me break the story that came across my airways today. Legendary Kenny Balenciaga is no longer a Balenciaga anymore. She has left the house of Balenciaga, and she's now going to be debuting as Mother Ebony for the area that she lives in. Harold, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, Harold. Tayana, I was right there. Ayala had snatched Kitty up and gave her mother, Ebony, of her area.
I mean, Tayana has been asking Balenciaga to be Ebony's for Milan or Milan's for however long, and it hasn't happened. So,
Harold, don't sit here and flatter yourself, motherfucker. Because you know that ain't true. I wouldn't ask Balenciaga to be an Ebony for shit. But I want you to have fun with Antonio because I'm going to work with your house, okay?
Sister, remember you got a ball coming up.
I know. That's why I thought I'm going to work with his house.
Okay. Well, Harold has gone. Harold doesn't want to play with you anymore, Tayana. Hold on. Let me see where I'm at. Hold on. I have another caller. 678-733. You're live on the air. 678-733, you're live on the air. Okay. Yeah, Rodney, you on the air, Rodney.
Okay.
You've been on for the longest. 267-505, you're live on the air. 267-500, you're live on the air. Okay. 551-226, you're live on the air. 551-266, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly?
Yes.
This is Milan, bitch.
What?
This is Milan Prodigy, honey. And I have the late breaking tea going on in Philadelphia, honey.
Well, what's going on in Philadelphia, baby? Give us the tea.
The tea is the House of Prodigy is breaking up due to a situation that's going on with Mother LaQuadzon. The House of Prodigy is breaking up, and that's the tea.
Oh, okay. Well, Ronnie laughed at it. Honey, thank you for calling, for definitely calling in. The next caller I have is 908-374. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Lottie, what's going on?
I have a question. What about, since everybody is, all the cha-cha-cha, the ex-cha-cha-cha, Milans or whatever, they're now Blonics now?
That's the tea that's going around, that they're supposed to be coming out at the awards ball at Blonics.
And then, didn't you say that, Stephanie was going to come out as Mother Blonic or something like that?
Or East Coast Mother.
Okay, because I was going to say, how is she and Temperance going to be both Mother Blonic, but they're claiming they're not co-mothers. But that was my mistake. Alrighty, and I just want to wish everybody a good night, and I'm glad I didn't go to the Blonic Ball because I would have been hot and in the dark.
Thank you, Lottie. The next call I have is 718-757. You're live on the air.
What's going on, everybody? This is Ski Products.
Hey, Ski, what's going on, baby?
Shit. Hello. Who was that fool that just called in? Somebody got Prodigy T.
I was trying
to get on earlier because I wanted to address Red Legend. Reggie Wilkins.
Okay, hold on. Reggie, you live back on the air. Reggie? Hello, Reggie, are you there?
Reggie fell asleep.
404-853, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Martell. Yo, this right here is for London. London is talking about it was hot inside the Blonic Ball.
I was one of
the first people inside the ball. I got there early. Wasn't nobody there? It was maybe.
Oh, bloody shut up. I was not the only one who said it was hot. No, bark to the chambers, you little.
You ratchet, bitch.
Bark to the chambers. No, you're ratchet. You're calling from a ratchet number.
Okay, I thought that was him, but that wasn't him. He must be filling his meat in, Ski. Must be filling his meat in, because that wasn't him. But over, Ski, 773-633, you're live on the air. 773-633. That's not. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Jay, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Jay, are you there?
Hello?
Jay, is Jay there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Jay. Go ahead, Dallas.
I'm so confused about, you know, RR's comments about, you know, what Milan and Temper should be, and they, if they have so much talent, they can open their own house. They made a choice of what they wanted to be. And every house operates the way that it needs to operate. People can choose whatever structure and whatever way they want to use to run their own houses. And the structure that I chose for the House of Blonic is final. I'm not looking for approval from anybody outside the House of Blonic. When we were down and everybody was saying we was going to crumble, they did not call and say, Jay, I'm going to give you some encouraging moments. But the minute we make some good moves, then everybody wants to call and assassinate us. That's hating. And I don't care who likes what I say or don't like what I say. And as for the House of Icon, Ashley and I are best friends. Nicole is on his phone. She can justify and definitely solidify what I just said. And they were both co-mothers. It was a model that worked for them, and they called it the trilogy, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If I'm wrong, if I'm lying, get Nicole and Ashley both on his phone. It worked, and I think the model will work here. And more importantly, whether it worked in Icon or not, it's going to work in Blonic because I said so. So anybody has a discrepancy about how I run my house, get your own, run it the way that you like, and we won't comment on that. I worry about what goes on in Blonic.
Okay,
everyone else
Jay,
worry
you know
about
what
goes on their respective
I didn't call
houses.
In to disrespect your house. I was making a simple comment for my own
knowledge, okay? I've never disrespected you. You've never disrespected me. We've always had a rapport.
Well, I just want to leave you with my phone number. It's 215-431-1790. No, we don't have this conversation online is what I'm saying. You can call me offline at 215-431-1790.
I'll give you our number. I have our number.
No, don't give him my number. I'll get his number from somebody else, and I'll call him.
I'll text
him
through your RR.
Because at the end of the day, all right, because at the end of the day, Jay, you took it in a whole other context, and I was only paying homage to Milan and paying homage to Temperance, letting them know that they have enough power and status that they could have started their own legacy. And I think that's what the problem is with these people who build a name for themselves, that they're afraid to start their own legacy. And that's why the ballroom community has so much house hopping. And it has nothing to do with the fact that you're building your foundation. I love that. But at the same time, you must encourage people not to be afraid to start their own. Man, Prodigy wasn't afraid when he left the House of Ebony, but he did it. You know, I'm only trying to encourage my kids that came from my blood. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes?
Hey.
That was on the phone.
Now, about the grandpa's or sex siren.
We're not going back into that. We're not. I'm done with that. That's why I put Milan on hold.
You didn't put me on over there because I wasn't. We were done with that a long time ago. What do you mean you put me on hold because we were done with that, bitch? We stopped talking
about
that.
I'm going back into that. We're not going. We're not going back into that.
I'm just making it clear.
Well, the only reason. Well, the only reason.
You got anything else
to
talk about this stuff? Because we're not going back into that. We still have one more to talk about.
The only reason why I'm saying something is because, one, my name came up.
I said we're not going back into that. I'm sick of hearing about it. I want to talk about a ball that happened where people contested the categories.
Wait, you said you want to talk about what?
I want to get to the next ball where it was multiple people that contested the categories.
Milan, are you still there?
I get what you're saying, but what I'm trying to say is that it's no shade. I'm just trying to clear the air.
It's no clearing up. Camilo made a mistake. He thought he gave the girl the money. It's nothing to talk about. They said they're going to give her $1,000, and so I'll wait to hear from the Ms. Ryan tomorrow to find out if she did actually give her $1,000 tonight.
Bitch, I can just have $5,000 right now, bitch. It's nothing, sweetheart. So, but anyway.
Milan and Kool-Aid is back on hold. Kool-Aid, have your daughter call you on three-way if you want to talk, okay? Because we're not going to sit here and have Milan say that he's going to badger somebody and think that he's going to feel bad now because he's over on Father Blondie. We're not going to have that, bitch, because if you feel that you were sad and you didn't need a crowd to start your ball, you would have started your ball at 6 o'clock because the first category was grand prize. The category would have already been called, and y'all would have kept your coins if you had the motherfucking coins to get the fuck out. Let's keep it motherfucking real, bitch. I'm a motherfucking ballroom just like everybody else that's on this fucking phone, okay? If you didn't need a crowd to start your ballroom, the ball would have started at 6 o'clock. You wouldn't have had to pay an extra money for 3 and 4 o'clock. You have to wait for the crowd to get the coins because the coins was not motherfucking there. Let's keep it motherfucking cute.
Well, sister, my ball gonna start on time, so make sure y'all are there, okay?
No, I'm going to definitely be there on time. That's the problem with these girls. These girls wanna sit here and come, like I said, Kamala came up on this show for 3 motherfucking weeks straight on every motherfucking night and promoted that ball. That ball was supposed to start on 6 o'clock, whether the girls are there or not. We have our money. The ball's gonna start at 6 o'clock. The ball's gonna start at 6 o'clock. The ball's gonna start at 10:40. Then they had LSS for about 45 minutes. Then they had Grand March. Then they went back into LSS. The first category of the night wasn't called until 12:53. I have it all written down here in front of me because I was watching it online. Watch what happens live.
Well, Kelly, that disqualifies them from winning Ball of the Year because they didn't get all their cash in the Atlanta Alliance.
Okay, they gave out all the cash and all of this and all of that, Miss Day. What happened to what was supposed to go inside those motherfucking boxes, Miss Day, that was empty? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how the girl don't want to come up here on the radio show, but y'all want me to be Billy Badass, Miss Day, and y'all want to send over motherfucking shit to motherfucking me, Miss Day. Y'all want to send over and y'all want to read they motherfucking tables. Y'all want to read they motherfucking trophies, but nobody wants to bring their fucking ass up here and say nothing. Everybody want me to say it. Bitch, kiss my motherfucking
Kelly,
ass. Go ahead, London.
Kelly, I have Marcus on the other line. Marcus.
Okay, hold on. Let me get something to say. Go ahead, London.
Okay.
I was asking why was Malone calling you a bitch every 5 minutes?
I don't know why he was calling me a bitch every 5 minutes.
Hello, Kelly.
I felt some type of tension. Yes, Rodney.
Okay. I want to say a couple of encouraging things before we move on. I do want to say congratulations to Camaro and Malone for co-fathers. I want to say congratulations to Temperance for overall mother. I also want to say congratulations to Arturo Muglia for becoming New York's father. I want to say congratulations to Yusuf for becoming the new overall father.
Who?
Yusuf, he walks best dressed. He's the overall father for Muglia.
Yes. Oh, okay. Working on out, Ronnie. So now I want to go into, because everybody wants to talk about the ball was fast. I'm going to give y'all my opinion on the ball, okay? And it's only my opinion, and this is an opinion that other people had too, but nobody's going to call in here and say nothing. I watched the ball here live on my computer. They said the ball was fast. I don't think the ball was fast to me, because if you look at the first 7 categories until they got realness, that house that came out automatically won grand prize because nobody else came out and walked. So you had 700 people in the building and nobody wanted to walk. Everybody just wanted to spectate. Okay, the highly tested contested category at the bottom ball was Sex Siren, and that was it. Every other category had either 5 to 7 people walk the category. That was the performance category. That was the Sex Siren category. That was the realness category. Every other category besides those categories only had 2 or 3 people walk, and that was it. And in the Bush Queen and Drag category, 3 girls came out. 2 of them got chopped. Grand prize was Rahi. That's how we go with all the categories. So the ball was not fast like that. Let's be real. Nobody else don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. It's just my opinion. But please, let's go to the Ebony Ball and talk about Stewart in the House of Ebony Ball that they had last night that was really highly contested, Miss Day. It was a lot of energy. They had a fight and everything at the ball, Miss Day. And it was packed from what I seen, Miss Day. Sanaya even flew in town. Jack was in town. Trickney was out at the ball. Rodney and the Prodigies was out at the ball. Mercedes was at the ball. All the girls was at the function, honey. Let's get into it, Rodney. Give us a recap.
Ballroom Throwbacks presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include 7 Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister vs. Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, 1 trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, legendary performance.
$500, add $20 to the pot. Witch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme battle, grand prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophies. Ballroom Throwbacks presents 1-8-2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, good evening, Hello. Everyone. I'm sorry I had to cut off, you know, step in right now really quickly because I do have something to say. Hi, Rodney.
Good evening.
And Rodney,
how are
you? I need you to, fine, how are you? I need you to listen to me. Nicole, are you there?
Which I'm right here.
Okay, hey, Nicole. London, what? Are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, London.
Hello.
And RR, since you're going to be working with Nicole and assisting her, I need you to listen as well. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. And Kelly, of course, you're there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Hi, everybody that's out there listening to the show. Thank you for listening and everyone in the chat room and stuff. But I do have to change the topic. And just make an announcement for a few moments, and then you guys can go into the recap about the Ebony Ball. Due to circumstances that are just completely, I don't even know what words to put it, you know, I'm trying to keep it nice, but due to issues and allegations and pointing fingers and all the drama, I'm here tonight to make this announcement as far as this radio show, Tens of Chops, and the broadcasting of this show on Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, as well as any other nights that we do air, and to the people that are associated with the show, that is Kelly, London, Nicole, myself, Rodney, RR, and, you know, anyone else that may come on the show as a, you know, as a guest or so. Because of all the allegations that are going back and forth between Jasmine, myself, Kelly, the House of Couture, and the House of Mizrahi, as of right now, this moment, I do not want to hear the name or anyone associated with the name of Mizrahi to be broadcasted on this show. I do not want any House members to call into this show. They will be hung up on. I do not want anyone that is working on the show to mention their names. I do not want us as a whole, as a unit, to even utter the names of anyone that is associated with the House. And the reason why I'm doing this is to try to put an end to all the drama that is coming back and forth, that it's getting to the point now that Kelly and myself have no idea what, you know, one of us is being accused of. An example is they felt that we attacked Reggie, the guy who did the pay-per-view. They felt that it was a personal attack against him when he came on the show. Because he was, you know, the show has to do with, the pay-per-view thing has to do with Andre. So they felt that we personally attacked him because Jasmine and Kelly have problems with the Mizrahi. And a few days later, it was, I guess, I must have made a phone call to someone. I still don't even know what the details are. But I made a phone call to someone, I guess, to do something as far as the awards ball goes in Atlanta that took place this weekend. I still don't know what it is, but the bottom line is I don't care what it is. Bottom line is I want it to end. So in order for it to end, I know what I do every day. I don't think about this. The only thing I have my hands on right now is this show. And in order to kind of wash my hands away from all the drama when it comes to the house or anyone associated with that house, anything that I am a part of, I don't even want their names being mentioned. So, again, me and Kelly have talked about this all weekend. We feel it's both best for us as well as anyone that comes on this show. So I ask everyone to please not mention their names. It worked out very successful a while ago when the Cons and James got on here and demanded that, you know, no one mention their names and things toned down and settled down. Thank you, James. And I would like that to be done now for the House of Mizrahi. So if any of them call in, they will automatically be hung up on. If I see you floating around in the chat room, I will disconnect you. And anyone calling in with fake voices and things of that sort and trying to spark it, you will be disconnected as well. I'm just asking this out of peace. Whoever agrees with it, thank you. Whoever doesn't, I really don't care. So that's what I'm asking of everyone. Any questions?
Nope. No. Got it.
Nope. Okay, thank you so much. And as far as this weekend goes, congratulations to the House of Blahnik. From my perspective, I did watch the event on pay-per-view. I didn't enjoy it on pay-per-view. But congratulations to them and all of them. Milan, my personal thing to you is stop calling Kelly a bitch. That's very rude. If you have all that respect for her, like you just said, you wouldn't do that. You know, calling her a bitch out of character, that's not nice. And I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want that to happen for any female figures in your house. You're now an overall father. Don't do it, please. But I'll let you guys get back to the show. Thank you again, and that's it for me. I'll be listening.
Thank you, Jasmine. Oh, before we go into the Ebony Ball, I'm getting a lot of IM on Facebook, and everybody wants to talk about the changing of the votes. What the fuck happened with the changing of these votes? I don't understand what everybody's talking about. I'm getting a lot of IMs, and everybody said, Kelly, can you please bring the topic up about the changing of the votes? What happened with the changing of the votes at the Atlanta Awards Ball?
Kelly, I think Marcus, before you get to that, Marcus and Alexis, you're back on the air. I'm going to help out a lot tonight because there's a lot of people on the line and stuff. But Marcus and Alexis, I think you guys are on the air now. Go ahead.
Ooh, Kelly, you shaded us. Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello? Oh, hey, everybody. I need to make this announcement. I know people, for fun, people don't, it's alleged that I'm London, but I want to make it clear I am not London. To the House of Blahnik members that are sending me threatening messages, I have yet to read y'all ball in a fake voice. So since y'all want to read and attack me, I'm going to read in my real voice. Again, this is Marcus from North Carolina, and I didn't have a problem with the Blahnik ball. I came and supported the ball when hundreds of people said they were going to boycott it. I always encourage people to go because of my allegiance to Econ, my allegiance to Jay, me liking Camaro supporting my events. There was no reason for me not to support and have other people come. I don't have a problem with the ball. I do have a problem with y'all thinking that I have to read y'all in a fake voice. I don't care that the trophies were, they were okay to me. The tables were okay. I didn't have a table, so, I have nothing to say about that. Now, what I will say is congratulations to the House of Ibisu on being the real House of the Year, because based on the Atlanta guidelines, they won the most of years. I know me and the Ibisus may not see eye to eye, and that they did not, and they are very humble, and they're not going to come on.
God table. Damn.
But because you guys did say. But because you guys did say you want, because the Atlanta Lions does say the most of the year, the house with the most of the years is actually House of the Year. Based on my count, the House of Ivisu's House of the Year. Congratulations to the House of Ivisu. That's all I had to say.
Okay. Thank you, Marcus, darling.
Bye.
Okay. Okay. It's a mess, honey. Well, go ahead, Rodney. Can you please give me the can you and Devon please give me the recap of the Stewart in the House of Ebony mini ball that happened the next day?
Oh, baby. I enjoyed
Go ahead, Rodney, go first.
I enjoyed the mini ball
I think it was more action packed than the actual blinding ball. I don't know, it was something about the blinding ball. It was just a nice. It was a dragging sensation to it. It felt like somebody was playing a record with their finger on it. But the Ebony Ball, the girls were definitely in the building. It was more girls in the building for the Ebony Ball than it was actually for the blinding ball, with more, you know, significant girls. So, bye. You like that? Well, yes, it was definitely more significant girls in the building. Girls, and this was definitely the weekend to be switching over, so I got into that. It was fine, whatever. Like I said, every bar, I enjoyed that. I got real tipsy, left the bar, and I just sat back and watched it go down. It was some hot battles. Both of them was cute. Sex Iron was nice. The I Am category was very tantalizing. How did you like that, Rodney?
It was controversial. I'll say that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very controversial.
But I enjoyed the ball. I want to thank Stuart for giving me such a warm welcome and appreciating my talents and my leadership. As far as when I came out, he gave me a wonderful introduction. He had his particular people that he respect in the ball scene for what he has seen from his, you know, his point of view from, you know, everybody from Fred, myself, Sinai, different people that came in. He gave us like special introductions. So, you know, that was a teary eyed moment. I definitely applaud him for that and thank him for that intro. I do want to say, I don't know if someone's going to take offense to it, but at this point, I really don't care. I feel that the House of Prodigy in Atlanta is getting the short end of the stick because there's not a legendary individual or a girlfriend buddy down there to rub shoulders with the elite Atlanta girls or whatever you want to call it. And the actual kids themselves, they hang with each other. They don't hang. They don't, you know, communicate or converse with the other people in other houses. So I was told that. But I took it for what it was. And just like, you know, well, that's probably not it. That's probably not it. But to actually be at the ball last night and to witness it myself, the shit will stop. You guys will treat my house. You guys will treat my house as if you want your house to be treated, or I will come to every fucking ball, every ball, and I'm respected enough that I will be on the panel, or my house will not come. I really don't care. I want it to be treated fair, just like you guys are having all those inter-Atlanta issues about them changing those votes, changing those counts. I'm glad shit like that happens to you guys, so you know to get your shit together and include people who are going to be fair and rational with the decision-making of Atlanta. Just like Fred said, there was a whole bunch of shit going on, a lot of paper, pussy whipping and all that type of shit that happened down there. He understands. He understands. We had a long talk. I spoke with Kadon about it. There's just a lot going on down there that I do not like. And whether the Alliance chairman, the president, the treasurer, whoever the fuck I have to speak to, that you guys will treat my house with the same respect that we give you guys. That's what's going to happen in Atlanta, and I promise you it's going to happen.
Ooh. I know that's right, but I heard that ball last night. It was fab, honey. I heard
it was. It was. It really was. It really was.
I seen so many girls that I heard that these girls was already in the building they was already in Atlanta from Friday and they was there on Saturday, but they just didn't go out to Sunday. They waited until last night and went out. The building was definitely packed. It was definitely a lot of girls in the building. I've seen a lot of the pictures and all types of things of the girls that was contesting the categories and everything, and it looked like it was actually fun and the girls actually had a good time. I seen when they called Mother Divine out for Legislative the Star, she looked like she was a little twisted, honey.
Yeah.
But the only question that I have about the ball, and I want to ask Rodney because he was on the judges panel, I got two things that I want to say. The first thing is I heard that it was icons and legends outside at the end of the ball,
and they were balling up the Christian ball flyers, and they were tossing them around and using them as kickballs and things outside of the function. And then my second thing that I want to talk about the Ebony Ball is, it's no shade to Quisha, that's my sister, I love her down, and it's no shade to Big Jasmine, I love her down. What supermarket was Big Quisha and Jasmine going to in those dresses and stilettos and tights and everything and clutches? What supermarket was they going to? I mean, that question is to you because you was on the judges panel. What supermarket was they going to in those clutches and heels and stilettos?
I don't even think they knew.
Because I heard the category was, it was you had to be dressed like you were going to the supermarket. So I want to know what supermarket was those ladies going to.
Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly.
Those bitches were some badass motherfucking bitches going to the Piggly Wiggly, honey. Those bitches looked like they was walking wrecked. They actually looked like they was walking big girl's face, if you ask me. But, Rodney, can you give me some of the winners from the rule? Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, Rodney was off the phone. Rodney, are you there? Did you hear what I was saying, Rodney? Because you was off the phone.
When I clicked back on, I heard you say, what grocery store were they going to?
Yes, what grocery store was they going to in those gowns and stilettos and tights and purses and clothes?
You know what I did as far as an open-minded judge, when people read the categories, is up for interpretation. So when everybody came out, you had some that had the coupons, which is like a normal day at the grocery store. Then when Quisha and Jasmine came out, I gave the benefit of the doubt and said, okay, the club is over. They're hungry. They're going to the store to get them some stuff to take home to cook breakfast.
Okay.
So you look at it that way.
Okay, well, you can look at it that way, but bitch, honey, I know I ain't thinking about going to no supermarket to get nothing after no club. I'm thinking about going home and getting me some dick.
I mean, you know, sometimes when you leave, you want to get some cereal and milk, or you want to get some bacon and eggs sometimes on the way home, because, you know.
From the club?
Who's there? Could have been coming from work and go to the supermarket, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. This could have been given off, you know, how the Beverly Hills Housewives, and, you know, they like to go in there and be like that in the store.
I've seen
it before.
Well, bottom line is they looked it fine, obviously. You know, you can go to the supermarket however you feel, however you want to. You want to get done up to go. You may be looking for a man or a hit record or something. So, you know, it's true.
Maybe they were coming from the club, and they met a dude in the club who wanted breakfast, and they didn't have anything
Exactly. That's how I gave it, because all the other categories was open to interpretation. I interpreted that those girls who came out like that, and Jasmine dresses like that everywhere she goes.
Let me be 100% honest with y'all. It wasn't my opinion.
A lot of those girls that
that category that night, they had opinions on it, and you know they hit me up and they actually asked about it because you know they're not gonna come up here and talk for themselves because they don't want to be chopped or you know or voted over at the next function. So
yeah,
that's why I asked the question. It wasn't my question to ask, but that's what they wanted me to ask the judges that was up there. So I asked for them. I had no opinion. Because, bitch, I go to the supermarket, bitch, with my bonnet on and my motherfucking Crocs and my house address. With no motherfucking bra on, bitch, titties all over the place, bitch, and my clutch on, bitch, looking like who done it in motherfucking red. So, bitch, they would have gagged a lot of came and walked the cattle. I had no bra on, no nothing, bitch, my bonnet on. That's how I go to the grocery store, bitch. But
Rodney,
that's
let me ask
I was just asking for the girls that was out there. Hold
Rodney.
On, we got a bunch of callers. Let's take some of these callers. 646-420, you're live on the air. 646-472, you're live on the air, sorry. Okay, you ain't got nothing to say, you just said it. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yes, I was calling because, you know, I went to Atlanta over the weekend, and I want to give you guys my recap if I can. I'm sorry I was not able to make it to the Ebony Ball. I was at the late-ass Bronx Ball on Saturday, which was a whole fool. the girls charged $150 for tables, and all they put on there
was
Right, 22 pieces of candy that went with Starburst, Allen Laters, and Jolly Ranchers. They then came out with a punk-ass motherfucking tray of fruit with some chopped-up beef jerky that you cut up your damn self, some stale-ass crackers, and some ranch dip. Then they brought out the tray of food. Oh, my goodness, Kelly. It had seven meatballs, and the chicken wings was not wingdings. They were smaller than the wingdings. The chicken was so small, it was smaller than the bite-sized piece of candy for $150, though. Really? Really? No. Kelly, you said the ball started at 10:40. I was there at 7 o'clock. So let me tell you, because I wrote down notes when I was in the ball just to get the girls together.
Anything you have to say, you can definitely voice your opinion and say it. I see
okay.
that Father Jay is in the chat room and there's some other bloggers that's in the chat room. So they can definitely hear what other callers have to say. So go ahead, baby.
So it was 7:53 and the ball still has not started. The tables was trash, like I said. This girl just came through with her 21 pieces of candy and her half-filled Kroger's grocery bag. The waiter came out by 8:30 to ask us did we want any drinks because we had already been sitting there for an hour, 2.5 hours, and the ball still hasn't started. The Blondings were so hood with it that everyone was ordering drinks thinking it was free because you have a table, and then this bitch come and hand you a receipt because she'd have charged you $4 for a cup of pop. No. At 9:12... nothing started. I was still sitting there looking around the building like, oh, my God, ain't nobody even coming. I was so mad. I gave them bitches my $30. At 9:39, the ball still didn't start it. And Camaro told me I couldn't go outside and smoke no cigarette. So, hey, I was over it. By 9:56, somebody walked in, and he, I guess his name is Fred Garcon. He had on this coat that kind of looks like Sheba Kelly. So I really thought she was going to come. So I was real mad that you weren't in the building. I was looking forward to seeing you. At 12:07 is when they brought out the food, you know, which was a whole food. The ball was real draining. I mean, there was nothing that was going right. They did not want to give out the categories because, if I'm not mistaken, they called sneaker versus sneaker and got us Rodeo walked and won. And they did not want to give her her $100. So I know they didn't want to give so-and-so her $500. It was kind of cool. It wasn't no damn 700 people in the building. I'm going to need them to stop lying. I don't even think 200 people were at that ball. They were surprised that they got 150 people. I mean, it was just overall a fool. At
It was like 300.
If it was 300. I was there, and I had been there since 7. I counted when people walked in. I'm very undercover, and I taped the ball, and it don't even look like it was 300 people there. I'm actually sitting here watching the ball. As
it was
I'm
three, though. You gotta just do the math. Look at the tables. Each table had more than 10 people at it.
When I got to the ball, it was only 10 tables. No, and each table didn't have nobody in it because the table that was to the right of Rodeo's, which was next to these this other house, did not have no one at it. They brought extra tables out when other people started getting there because they only had 10 tables set up. And the house of Ibizu had the first three tables on the right side because they sat next to the garçons. So, therefore, I don't see how people keep saying it was 300 people. I'm like, Kelly, I'll voice in my opinion since the other girls are scared. And who's going to check me, bro?
Okay, well, you know, boys, let's be real about it. It was almost 300 people. I will say that. Yes, the ball definitely was draining. It was about 300, and you got to count the people. Remember, there were people on the other side of the curtain. Remember, not just in that room, and just
and then
each bathroom had about 25 people in it too. Oh, throughout the whole ball, yes.
I knew where the kids was at. I made sure I went in the bathrooms and checked under the stalls and behind curtains. I made sure I seen the number of people was there. So we give them 300. You know, I was just saying.
Let's talk about it. Let me get back on that. Yes, that ball was draining.
if I like the Grand March, the only thing, I mean, that was the highlight of the night was the Grand March, all the different surprises or supposedly
yes,
surprises.
Yes, yes.
I will give Veronica, y'all get the fuck out of that. Jimmy snatching up all them girls. I hope you can hold on to them because,
yes,
you know, when you have a bag, when you have a bag full of divas, baby, one of them wants to bust out because somebody's not going to get enough light. But anyhow,
and another highlight of the ball was open to our runway, that London Allure. Oh, my God. I lived for her when she came out looking like a peacock, chicken, rooster, whatever she was. With all them feathers things, she killed it. I love London. Shouts out to London Allure. I think you really should have won over to our runway. The coin should have been yours. But congratulations to the Chanel that won.
Don't do that.
The ball was draining, though. I say the ball did not start until almost 1 o'clock. A category was not called until almost 1 o'clock because at 12:14, I was just sitting there like, really? By realness, the judges was tired. The judges was falling asleep on the panel, and it was 2:47 then. So then they were stressing everybody else because they had to get out of the building. So they were shady when it came to categories. They was calling categories, but it was so much going on, people could barely hear them. So I understand why a lot of people did not come back for either their money or for their battles because it was very draining. About time 3 o'clock hit, everybody was over it. We wish that we was at home watching it on pay-per-view. So in this way we could have got our little coins back. But I really did enjoy myself when I seen the people there.
The pay-per-view was a mess.
Oh no, honey, you know that we was there. The real ball.
I told y'all hoes not to do it. I told you motherfuckers not to do that. I told y'all not to do that pay-per-view. I knew it.
It was true. I was just like, oh, my. So when I was just sitting on the phone line listening to Milan now trying to sell their ball like it was just the shit and I was grand, honey, I gagged. I really did gag because, girl, was you at the same ball I was at?
Maybe.
I was like, oh, my. So, I mean, the ball was, if I have to give it a grade, oh, my God, it has an F+. I don't think I would ever be attending another Blahnik's ball. And that was my first Blahnik ball and my first time in Atlanta, which was a whole full, honey. Atlanta is worse than, it's worse than Chicago, and everybody knows Chicago is a full.
No, but Atlanta ball usually did no good because you should have came last night. Last night you would have got your redemption. If that was the only ball that would have happened this weekend,
I talked to the Ebony's that was at the ball last night, and the Ebony's told me that the ball was draining. That's what made me not want to come, because by 4:30 in the morning, I texted and said, so how's the ball? And the Ebony that I texted was like, it's draining. And I was like, all right, well, they was like, but it's still cute. So, I mean, I was just so tired of these draining balls.
Are you kidding me? What Ebony did that? You tell the Ebony that said that? Go train her nose, honey. She must have been off on some other chick. This shit was bomb.
No,
I had a good time.
Oh, no, honey. She went off no other shit, honey. My resources stays this close, boo-boo. You know, I'm kind of like Kelly. You never know where I'm going to be, and I have all of the tea, honey. I might
well, your research, they lied to your ass, baby. They lied to you because the mini ball, it popped. It definitely popped.
They said
it was
cute. No, I didn't say it wasn't cute or hot. They said it was cute and it was a nice function, but it was draining because they were drained. So I took it as, all right, if you drained, I know I'm going to be drained, and I was just drained at the Blahnik's ball, so I refuse to be drained at another ball again. And then plus I had to work this morning, so I had to get back to my hometown. You know, I'm not an Atlanta GA girl. Sorry, I'm one of the
blue. Let me say this to you. Can you hear me?
Oh, I got something to say to you.
Yes, hello?
Yes,
who has something to say to me?
Yeah, what I want to say to you is I listened to everything you said, and if I'm the pioneer icon, R.R. Chanel.
You said R.R. Chanel? I mean, you guys are laughing, but I am new. I don't know R.R. Chanel. I mean, I was with the Chanel.
Baby, if you don't know R.R. Chanel, you don't know Ballroom.
Baby, I
know
Ballroom,
but you don't know Ballroom.
I haven't seen R.R. Has R.R. been out to any balls lately? I mean,
of course, yeah. Call your own girl.
and tell her to fill you in on
all
our
hearts. Whoever get that, which means whoever gave you that that paper of tea that you just came on, you should go get it re-innovated and see what people you are talking about when you're spilling all that tea. Because to say you don't know the Pioneer or Chanel and you've been listening to
the
show is kind of crazy, I think.
The tea that I spill, I don't get from nowhere.
So you must be a new person spilling tea.
Yes, I am. Listen, I am a new person. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're a new person coming to the show. Okay, well, next time maybe you should have your tea sent to London and the proper word will go ahead.
Hold on. Okay, y'all not going to, do not attack the callers. Okay, do not do that. He has his opinion. He doesn't know it's not just like he's taking, y'all can't take him shame because he says he don't know He's new. He's going to call him in and give his opinion. He just said he don't know He didn't read or anything. He just said he don't know who is.
But old school Shay is not
classic
to me.
We can't have no fun. We can't have no fun. This is a radio show. We just give it a little twist.
Hello. Am I still here?
Don't be a man.
Just cut it out.
Eight more times, darling. Eight more. Cut it out.
Okay. Are you going to finish your question for the young man?
What I'm saying to you is the next time you hear of a ball in Atlanta and you want to make sure that you're not going to waste your time going, if it has Stuart Ebony's name attached to it, you need to go. If it has Fred Chanel's name attached to it, you should go. Anything else other than that, you may want to Google it.
Yes, sugar.
I definitely want to thank you for calling and definitely giving your opinion on how you feel about the function. I wish we had more people in the ballroom scene, unlike yourself, that's new to the scene, that's been in the scene for a long time, that has opinions and girls value their opinion, that will pick up the phone and call in here and give their opinion and start worrying about what's going to happen at the next ball with their house.
Right. These girls don't want to be truthful. I'm a dish it.
Yes, okay. Everybody want to sit here and everybody wants to tell me, I'm calling into the show on Monday. They want to hit me up on Facebook and get me on the team. But y'all don't want to call in here and do the motherfucking work yourself, bitch. Do the leg work yourself, bitch. And if y'all think that y'all going to use me as an outlet to sit on y'all judges' panel because y'all know I don't have a problem with chopping a bitch and not giving away people money for free, bitch, y'all going to motherfucking gag, bitch. You ask me to judge, bitch, and I see a bitch ain't bringing it right and it's other judges around me looking at motherfucking to chop, they're going to get their motherfucking tens, bitch. Y'all going to be your own bad bitches for 2000 and motherfucking 12.
Okay. You know what, Kelly? We should be interviewing the new Blonics. We need the tea from them. We need 10 for line, all that.
I don't think they're coming back up on the phone lines. This is not for them. They have degrees and diplomas. 773-633.
They don't got no degrees in the house, baby. They all work credit card
fraud. Girl, everybody got degrees, honey. It's called a
Who's this? 78, 72, 74.
773-633, you're live on the air.
Girl, that ball was a fool,
Kelly. And said, why do you think the ball was a fool? Was you at the ball?
Yes, I was, girl. It was a waste of time. They tried it.
Okay. I was just 70.
I know that ball out of the year.
And so that's all you have to say, Carla?
Yes, that ball was a fool.
Okay, thank you. 773-952, you're live on the air. 773-952, you're live on the air. Okay. 404-853, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
Yo, I'm calling in. I just want to say that I'm a 007 free agent, but my thing is I have mad respect for the House of Blahnik. The fact that I will say that the ball didn't start on time, and I feel that all the categories weren't being called in order, but just going into you know, it being hot or Camaro not giving out money. I personally was sitting on the panel handing out the trophies and stuff, and I seen Camaro giving out money, telling people to step to the side so that they could get their money, and people just paid it by leaving with the food and stuff. It was normal for any other bar that I've been to, from Connecticut to New York to Atlanta, I mean, from the Carolinas, it was the same thing. So my thing is, a lot of people saying that they was paying the bar or it was so tiresome. Why didn't you just get up and leave? It was so tiresome. You stayed there, and then you calling in with all these private numbers, like, come on, you're not even real. And then the icons and legendaries are calling in, talking about the ballroom kids doing this. What about y'all sitting inside the ballroom, sniffing coke and all this type of stuff? Like, get real. Oh. Last box after the House of Blahnik, Camaro, Milan, Father J, love you. Yo, keep it moving. Blahnik all day.
Caller, you just said you're a 007, now you're Blahnik all day.
I said Blahnik all
day. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. The next caller we have is...
I was thinking that too, but I was like, okay.
The next caller we have is 678-334. You're live on the air. Six seven eight three three four. You're live on the air. Get away from your computer. This is what I'm talking about.
Oh,
with the callers. They want to listen online and listen from the phone lines also. There's that caller is gone. The next caller I have is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. If you know you called in private, all private callers must speak until you hear your voice on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. The next private caller.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
So, what's up, Kelly? I got a question for Rodney.
Yes, go ahead.
So, Rodney, being that you was at both of those balls both nights, other than the child who recorded it and people was watching over live stream, was Andre or Caesar there to record it? Any other
He wasn't there Saturday, Naima.
He was there when?
He wasn't there Saturday.
So who recorded it on Sunday? The Ebony Ball?
Caesar came down on Sunday and recorded the ball on Sunday. Ballroom Throwback was there on Sunday and they recorded the ball on Sunday.
All right, I'm just listening, so be back on hold.
Why you just know, Naima? Why you coming up here just to start shitting? Now you just listening.
Oh, my God. Because I was listening to hold it. Don't do that.
No, you all came up here. You want to start shit? Like, I told y'all, girls, everybody that was at the ball on Saturday, on Sunday, that you didn't see at the ball on Saturday, they was already in Atlanta, already on motherfucking Saturday. They just paid the ball on Saturday. Is that what you wanted to hear, Naima?
No, that's not. You so funny.
And that's what you wanted to hear, Naima. Everybody that was at the ball on Sunday was already in Atlanta on Saturday. They just paid it. Okay, thank you, Naima, since you want to call in and get the shit started.
Put me back on hold because I'm just listening.
Okay. Howard, you back on the air, darling.
Oh, what's up, Kelly? Yo, I just want to say a mad shout out to Stuart. Kelly, you been to Atlanta back in the day, so you know what the feeling was like during 2000, like, you know, the early part of the decade in Atlanta, the late 90s. That was the type of feel. So when Divine said there was, you know, an aura in the air, that's exactly what it felt like. You know, the stars, the legends was hot. You know, when people came out, all the categories were competitive, and the houses were excited, and, you know, just really chanted. So it definitely was a good ball. No, I definitely want to thank Stuart for the intro he gave me. And, you know, it was good seeing everybody. And that's all I want to say. Congratulations to the members of my house that won, Mario, Little Ant, and Joey. But all right, that's it.
Thank you, Alan.
Oh, is Ayana still on the phone? Is Ayana still on the phone?
Who?
Tayana, she's still on the line?
Tayana, hold on, Tayana, you're back.
Tayana.
Mother Ebony,
I'm here.
You had a question, baby doll?
For Jasmine, not for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you, Harold.
All right.
We're going to put you back on, Harold. If you got something to say, Harold, just press 1. We'll bring you back. I have another caller. It's 678-735. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? Divine, everybody on the line, I can't remember, Rodney. This is Clayton Chanel. I just want to get back to the voting thing about of the year voters, because a lot of people are leaving stuff out, so I'm going to talk on that. So basically,
thank you, Clayton, for definitely calling in. I love somebody that hits me up and send me a message, and they can and they have the balls to call in here. Go ahead, Clayton.
So we all had other year meeting. It was 2 representatives from each houses. It was 10 houses total. And the meeting went well. We thought the meeting went well, went smooth, with no arguing. We was in there laughing and everything like that. So basically, there was a member over a father of another house that could not remember what his kids won in war, since Jasmine said I can't say. So we all tally up the votes. That person basically was just worrying about them winning some other year's categories for Icon and Best Dressed Spectator, but could not remember whether his kids won certain categories. So they were not added in the equation of some other years.
Hold on, Clayton. Can I stop you for a minute, Clayton? Let me stop you for a minute. I can't mention the house name, but I heard it had something to do with that house winning, that girl winning Best Dress as of the year, but they tried to give it to Camaro for the of the
right.
year. Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about. And as well as also, too, Big Girl's Face, when we left, was supposed to go to Cupcake Chanel, but after it all, we all put in our ballots and everything, we left. And like I said, we left on good terms and everything like that. I think we got a call the next day stating that, I was for the ball. That's Cupcake Chanel telling me. Okay. I was before the ball. They wanted to have a meeting, a conference call, a meeting to re-go over some votes. And a conference call was had, and on that conference call was told that it was only 6 houses instead of the original 10 houses that was there at the meeting with the 2 representatives, which I was there, was supposed to have a conference call. So when I got to the ball, I spoke to some of the representatives that was on the conference call, one Tampa's Milan, as well as Rashad Prodigy, and they told me they didn't vote. Tampa said he was on the call, and he said the Milans are not giving, are not doing, is not paying a vote. So, and then also, too, I found out that the original person that was at the meeting as a garçon, which was Gia Garçon, the mother, was not on the call. I think
you're about to gag.
Was on the call.
Yes.
And a garçon.
Hello?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a
Hold on, all y'all microphones is open. Please don't have me mute y'all. Clayton is talking. But to all you, hold on, Clayton, 1 minute. To all you girls that's in the chat room, and if you're on the computer at home and you have Skype, you need to log into to the Skype to hear the show after 2 o'clock, or you got to call into the phone line. On Skype in the chat room at 2 o'clock, the chat room is going to shut down, and only the people on the phone line or only the people on Skype in the chat room can still hear the show. Go ahead, Clayton.
Yeah, so basically I heard also, too, that because I wasn't, the Chanel's were not on the conference call. Fred said he was not in a conference call because we basically felt like since the ballots was closed that night when we left, it should have been left like that. If you cannot remember when your kids won something, just like certain members of certain houses, the Garçons, the Mugliers, and even the Chanels, what Fred did was make sure he hit up all the kids all over and asked them to send us who won what. And we had an itemized list of who won what
so we can have that. If you're going to be a father or overall father of a house or even a member at Alliance, you should bring everything there. You should not wait 2, 3, 4 hours before the ball to have a private meeting. That's what we felt as a house was messed up. Because honestly, be speaking, and not to change what Marcus said, honestly, be speaking, we actually had the most of the years when everything was done because certain things were taken away. Like we thought we had Big O's face, and then also, too, they said, other member of another house that had Big Girl's face had 2-2. So they had to vote. But it wasn't original 10 people that was at that meeting on that conference call, and there was other people on that conference call that was not even part of Atlanta voting. So to me, that was all messed up and wrong and shouldn't happen. So that left a bad taste from the start of the ball because we all knew about that this whole other awards. And it doesn't have anything to do with the Blahniks. Camaro was also too part of it and said that he didn't want to do a revote because we should have voted that night, but the whole aura of everything was messed up before the ball started because we knew all this was going on. So that's what happened with other year's trophies.
So, Clayton, question for you.
Yes, that's Harold.
This is Rodney. What's going on?
Oh, Rodney. Okay, I'm sorry. What's going on, Rodney?
Who initiated this second conference call, like 3 hours before the ball?
That was Clint Avisu, Brandon, and the other member that's supposed to be co-chair of the house that I can't mention. They are the people, so they're the one initiated to have this conference call 2 or 3 hours before the ball started.
Okay, and another question for you. When you guys got to the ball and they called out the other years, was the Big Girl's Face the only category that was changed from the original winner that you guys voted on the day before?
To be honest, I wasn't even listening at that. I was just like totally going as upset. I know one was Big Girl's Face, one was, I think, a woman's face, I wanted to say, and also two, Best Dressed Spectator, something like that. But there was like few other years that they said we need to re-vote on.
Clayton, I just sent you IM on Facebook.
Okay.
You know, let me say this. I was once the chair of the Alliance in Atlanta, Georgia. And Clint has been on the board for the last 6 or 7 years. And I really think it's time that they resign him from that board because every year that there's an award, he always does something scandalous regarding the ballots. And it's time for the bullshit to stop, okay? They need a new alliance. They need a totally new alliance down there. And the alliance that they have now needs to all say fondue, farewell, oh well, Chanel. They need to go. They need to get a whole new alliance so that one day they can get this award ceremony correct. But as long as Clint is on that board, nothing is ever going to be right. And that's just
and
my
actually,
opinion.
Daddy, and that's what also too. Whoever house is Rodney, your members that should be there. The first meeting of the year, every member, even the Revlons, even whoever other houses, please be there at that first meeting because there's going to be a lot of voting of stuff that we would like to change that has been happening in the past that we would not like to happen to go on further. I don't want to say it out now, but please be at that meeting. Daddy, we definitely piggybacking on that, what you just said, because we're going to be voting for a lot of things to be changed because, like, this is not the first time this happened. This happened again because we feel as a house of Chanel that we voted at that meeting at that night, just like when they have an award ceremony, the Grammys or whatever. Once they put all those ballots, add those tabulations in and stuff like that, they don't call them Grammy peoples or Oscar people and say, oh, we forgot something, we want to open the ballots. No, it's done and over with. If you forgot something, if you can't remember something as a leader or a father or overall father of a house to remember your child, what your child wants or cannot do that, then you need to get another representative to represent you, and that so be it. But, you know, I was also told that house that was supposed to win, that did win Big Girl's Face, they said if that person didn't win it, they were not coming to the ball
that night. So, you know, that's what, you know, also I heard also.
Oh, wow.
Hello?
Yes.
Clayton, this is Selwyn, and this is what I want to ask y'all, audio on the phone. My beef with that was, honestly, is it safe for me to say, if you saying, if we're going to go by the rules, and the rules was that you had to have did 6 meetings out of a year, am I correct?
What do you talk? Okay, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
No, I'm going to tell you where I'm going with this.
Okay.
The rules were you were supposed to have 6 meetings out of a year, am I correct?
For which category, Selwyn?
No,
no, no. I'm saying to like to vote, to be a part of the alliance. My beef is that they gave the reason why I couldn't vote is because I wasn't at 6 meetings because I was at 5. But since I was at Ebony, I guess like for a week or a month or whatever, and I came back as a con, I couldn't vote. But what slapped me in the face was how I don't even live in the state of Atlanta, Georgia, and wasn't even at an alliance meeting, got to vote.
Yeah, that was one. That's some of the rules also too that you know is in the bylaws. Again, like I said, that's why I want every house that has you know represented down here in Atlanta. The Revlons now have a representative. Cons, please be at that next meeting. I think it's the last Thursday of January. So, like I said, that's one thing.
Well, speaking of Cons, speaking of Cons, because this is the reason why I told Devon to call me. Now y'all all know that, you know, when it comes down to me, I don't spill my business when it comes down to my house. But since we got threatened because they said they was going to go on the Gotti show or whatever, there is no more Cons. Now when that person, and this is me, Selwyn, speaking for the house, since they kicked the house out, when she's gone, we all will be back. And I'm speaking for all. Because, like I said, I had enough of this bullshit. And the only reason why I'm getting on this air and the only reason why I am talking, you're not going to embarrass me. You're not going to embarrass what I've done. I don't give a damn how many years you've been in this house. If you haven't done nothing, you claim that you did something in the 90s, sweetie, we are 10 years plus.
Girl, what are you talking about?
The House of Kong, the members that this person kicked out, we are all gone. And I'm speaking for the ones that are kicked out. I'm not speaking for the ones that want to stay. I'm speaking for the ones that are kicked out. So, sweetie, you don't have to. Hold on, excuse me. Sweetie, you don't have to get on the Gotti show. And you don't have to get on the radio show to announce anything because I beat you to it.
But you're talking
now,
about something that we don't know nothing that you're talking about.
What did I just say? I want to repeat it again. You don't have to get on the Gotti show, and you don't have to get on Kelly, Nicole, and Jasmine, and Rodney's, and London show. I beat you to it.
Evidently, she's spilling tea, girl. That's what it is. She's beating everybody to the punch.
Yeah, we know she's spilling tea, but we still lost.
No, listen.
This is called exclusive.
It's not exclusive because we don't know who you're talking about, so it's not exclusive.
We'll put it like this. Steve Kahn has kicked everybody out the House of Kahn.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
There you go, Selwyn. Now you have the platform.
Thank you. Steve Kahn has kicked everybody out of the House of Kahn. So, he got ready that he was going to get on the Gotti show and he was going to get on the radio show to do it. It just so happens I beat him to it. So now I'm giving. You don't have to do that, sweetie. I did it for you. We're gone, but we're not coming back until you're gone.
You don't have to worry about him getting up here saying anything. He would have got on the Vicky Gotti show and said something, but not up on here after he read me. But back to to my breaking story. Thank you, Clinton. We're going to talk about all of that, honey. I want to talk about how Fresh Ebony knocked my son out at the ball. Nobody not talking about that. Like, what the fuck? Everybody quiet now. Hold on, hold on. Let me bring my girlfriend up here so she can stir up some shit. Huh?
Is Nicola still calling?
No, Nicola is gone too. Nicola is gone too. But I'm not going to tell the else on tea, Miss Thang. Let's talk about some other shit, Miss Thang, honey, because y'all, I didn't even get to all the juicy tea. Let's talk about the Revlon tea, Miss Thang. Okay? We done lost time, Miss Thang. I done dropped callers out the chat room, Miss Thang. But let's talk about how Tree Revlon got his wallet stolen with his motherfucking $700 and all his ID and Social Security card and birth certificate and everything, Miss Thang, from the Revlon child that he brung down to motherfucking Atlanta, Miss Thang, and Walton, Miss Thang, and then they switched hotel rooms, Miss Thang, and the child would have come out the hotel room, bitch, so they had to pull a motherfucking fire alarm, Miss Thang, to get the whole motherfucking hotel evacuated out, Miss Thang, so they could beat the motherfucking child down in front of the hotel and to get the child locked, and the child still locked in jail in Atlanta.
Kelly.
Let me tell y'all something, bitches. Let me tell y'all, I got a motherfucking, I got an HTC Sprint phone, I got a Sidekick, I got a motherfucking iPhone, and then I got the cheap motherfucking phone that they give out at welfare, bitch. When I tell you, bitch, these motherfucking phones blow the fuck up, Miss Thang, when shit happened, bitch, y'all girls think that Vicky Gotti and all the chat rooms get this shit, bitch, I'll be the first bitch to get these. The girls hit me up and they tell mother everything, bitch. Let's talk about that. Where's Tree at, honey? And then the girls just hit me up and said, the reason why Tree at the Chicago Revlon wasn't at the ball, Tree had to turn a couple of dates in the new hotel room to get his coins back up. That's why they was at the Ebony Ball the next day.
Kelly, I have one question. Kelly.
Wait, hold on. What's he wearing a wire around there?
Wait, I have one question. Since everybody's kicked out of Corn, where does that leave Skittles and, and Maury, who just popped up and left there?
Well, I don't know. Well, you know, sir, you know Kool-Aid's not going to answer any questions.
Kelly.
Bill.
Did she get her $1,000 yet?
Well, I don't know. We're going to find out. We're going to definitely find out if she got her $1,000. But, yeah, bitch, let's talk about some of the other hot motherfucking tea, Miss Thang. I'm tired of talking about the balls and stuff. Let's get into the gossip now, honey. Let's get into, okay, because my girlfriend's on the phone, and she wants to make it hot. Are you still there with me,
Yes, I'm here.
When do people start asking to be iCard? When the fuck did that happen?
It has never happened, and if you have to act to be an icon, then you don't deserve to be a legend.
Well, Kelly. Okay, well, Milan. Honey.
Kelly.
Bitch. Please.
Kelly.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this. I'm with RR, and I have Rodney on the phone also. This is what I want to know. I was told that there's a plaque. Now, I was in New York, so I don't know.
Don't do that because she do have a plaque.
Listen. I'm just telling you what I was told. I was told that Milan did have a plaque that said she would become an icon at the ball, but the icons voted and said, told her no, and she completely gagged. Now, I also was told this is why a lot of girls went to the House of Blondie.
Alexis. And hold on, Alexis, let me stop you, okay, because you know we real motherfucking bitches. Let's be motherfucking real about the situation. The icons didn't say no, okay? Rodney said no. They asked Rodney, they said. Rodney said no. James said no. Stewart said, hell the fuck, never know, okay? Tony said, give it 2 or 3 more years. Let's be motherfucking real. You're going to be real, Alexis. Stop.
Okay. Hold on. Let me break it down for real, since y'all brought it up. Nobody was asked anything. No one had to say no to anything. No one was asked anything. Okay? They got the word that Jay himself was making Milan an icon himself like he made Kamara legendary at the volleyball. He was doing it for Milan. This is what came to me. So no vote, no icons vote on anything because there was nothing to vote on. No one was given an opportunity to vote or to say anything. So no one said no to anything because no one knew anything about it. They heard that, I'm going to give it to you, they said Jay himself was making Milan an icon and was deeming Ken legendary at the ball on Saturday. I didn't go to the ball on Saturday, so I don't know what happened or how did it transpire or anything like that because I didn't go to the event on Saturday.
Well, let me say this about that. At the end of the day, there's a chain of command. And if you didn't hear it from me, Tony, Stuart, yourself, and the James, no disrespect, but he has not that kind of power. Jay does not have that power to give anybody. Just because he got a title, it doesn't mean that he can give titles. And
well,
he got in on the skin of his teeth because at the end of the day,
ooh,
there will be no more of that icon stuff being given out unless it goes through me, Tony, and Stuart and the newer icons. So at the end of the day, Jay doesn't have that power to just do it himself. He has a chain of command that he must follow. And if he doesn't follow it and he gives him that title, it's a water title. It's not going to matter because the commentators will never call him out as an icon, and he will be never recognized as an icon as long as I'm breathing, unless it goes through the chain of command. Let it be written, let it be done. Oh, well, Chanel.
Oh. Okay. Well, we got to the bottom of that, honey. What else did I get from the function?
What about the new icons that was named? Do they have any say so?
Nobody has say so but the people who get voted in from now on by the people I just named. If we don't all agree, it will not happen.
So
nobody can do what I did for
me
when I did it, and I will never do it again because I respect my fellow icons. But at the end of the day, you are not going to water down the icon status like you did the legendary status, and that's the bottom line. Me, Tony, Stewart, then the newer icons, which are Rodney, James, and whoever follows behind James. And there will have to be, and let's not forget Dre Ebony. And there has to be a chain of command. If you didn't hear it from at least five of us, you're not getting it. And we all have to be in sync at the same time. It has to be a conference call or a meeting. It's not going to be I spoke to so-and-so and he said yes. No, I want to hear verbatim. And if I don't hear it from the other four, it's not happening.
Oh, well, thank you, man, because I swear for by God, baby, I heard that rumor going around, honey, and I was coming up here tonight, honey, and I was proclaiming my motherfucking icon status, Miss Van Gogh.
Well, let me just say this. I can't tell Jay what to do with his house, but I can tell him what to do when it comes to status.
I know that's right. Working on out, honey. Well, Rodney, let's get into this Ken and this legendary status.
Can we get Ken to call me?
Yes? Hello?
Yeah.
Can we get into this Ken and his legendary status?
Go ahead. What you want to know?
Well, I heard that he was called out as legendary last night.
Yeah, Elijah did call him out as legendary on the mic, but Ken spoke with an icon or two, and they explained to them that it was just, again, like we did with the Iman situation, a slip of the tongue or something that he heard was going to happen, and it didn't happen. He knows the time is coming, but he spoke with someone that he has the clarity that he's not legendary.
Oh, okay. Hold on, we got a couple of callers. 404-254, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hello. This is Hassan. Hassan.
Hassan. What Hassan said? I didn't hear you.
Get my other phone.
I while we're waiting on Hassan to get situated, I want to just say thank you, DJ Mother Ivisu, for being very respectful and doing what you did last night when you came to myself and Harold about that situation. I appreciate that when people are mature about things and go about it the right way. Very mature, and I appreciate you for that.
Okay, well, while we wait for our son, 678334,
you're live on
the air.
Okay, this is my other phone. Yeah, I wanted to thank everybody. I think we did have a good time. I know some categories got slow, but we did give out all our money. We didn't start directly on time, but, you know, Stuart gave the great old bitch, I'm not waiting for no more people. We said 12:30. Not too many people came directly at 12:30. I did get in contact with certain people that was calling me, asking what time it was going to start. But we was waiting for enough people to get there, but Stuart got tired of waiting, and then he started it, I guess like 2 o'clock he had started it. As far as, like, the categories go, I think personally everything went well, but a lot of people didn't really look at the flyer. The flyer been out there. I promoted the flyer. I sent it on Facebook. I emailed a couple of people who hit me up. A lot of people called me and reached out, and I think I gave them the idea of all the categories the best way I could. If the people got chopped or shaded and stuff, it wasn't shade. It was just that's how you were supposed to bring it, period. As far as the Alliance goes, it was really a huge inconvenience to tally up votes at 7 o'clock in the evening, the time that they did it. I think we did get it squared away the first night we was there, but, you know, of course, things changed. After the fact, I think it was more so like a power thing of somebody wanting to be House of the Year and stuff, which to a degree it didn't matter. If you look at the papers and you look at all the people who did win of the year and you counted it up, for the people who was able to do it, the House of Emmy wasn't able to do it because of the fight. But as far as the other houses, fair is fair, right is right, wrong is wrong, I think personally it was kind of wrong, you know what I'm saying? For as far as the House of the Year, I do think either Ivisu or Mizrahi, I mean Ivisu or Chanel, should have got it. To me personally, it's my personal opinion, but they didn't. I think the conversation, as far as the conference call is concerned, everybody who was at that meeting should have been everybody that was on the phone. I was on the phone too as well. I was one representative that voted. It didn't go towards a Blahnik. It went the opposite way, but the Blahnik still got it. I can't think of what else I had touched on because, like, my phone was going in and out. That's about it so far, you know what I mean? Yeah. And all our cash was given out. Everything was given out. I made sure all that. As far as the vote from, I apologize for it going slow. I don't think everybody got a good idea of the redemption part. But I guess towards the end, that's when people start paying $10 for the redemption part. Naima Mugler won $275. And what else? Nobody walked the grand prize. Like Rodney stated, as far as the film queen runners was concerned, I do see women going stores dressed up. You know what I mean? I don't think it was a problem with the steward. Didn't say anything about it. It was up to the judges. That's what they was there for. I think everybody judged fairly. I don't think it was no shade with anybody.
It wasn't that nobody, you know, it was the other film queens that had walked the category that felt some type of way about those girls.
Right. I mean, well, now me personally, whether you going to the grocery store or not, I mean, women today and real girls today, everybody ain't a hood booger, you know what I'm saying, type of chick. Not putting that on anybody, but everybody not a hood booger type of chick. This is 2012. Girls get ready just to go to the store, in the hill or something. I've seen that. I see that every day. I live in the upper part of Marietta. I see that every day of my life. And it'd be mad girls in the stores and shit that be dressed the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it was that big of an issue. You know? So.
I mean, no shade. Keeping it real, I go to the grocery store all the time, and I ain't ever been to a motherfucking grocery store like that. And if I had on clothes like that, I would go home and change them before I go to the grocery store. No shade to Cliche or any of them. That's how you want to look. That's fine. But I don't see that in any grocery store I've been in, and I mean, hey, but my thing was I wasn't going to chop her. I mean, she's in my house. What do you want me to do about that? Now, I'm looking like, well, hey, if ain't nobody else going to say that.
I mean, well, personally, if you feel that way, then it's for anybody that judges a category. If your house don't bring it right, don't give them kudos. Don't give them kudos. You know what I'm saying? Chop them. That, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but
at the bottom
of the
line,
you already knew, and you already knew that was going
to
be reversed. I already knew if anybody was going to chop, I knew they were going to reverse that, because all I had to say was anybody can dress any way they want to when they go to the grocery store.
But
deep down inside, we all knew what that category was asking for. And yes, honestly, they should have been chopped. Yes, they should have been.
No, let me ask you.
Wait.
Did you vote for your house member when it was time to battle?
Did I vote for my house member when it was time to battle? Of course I did, because the category wasn't what she had on. It was realness. And yes, she was realer than anything I was looking at.
Well, I mean, they all was real. I mean, don't get me wrong, they was real, but I mean, you just made a point that said they didn't bring it, they shouldn't have shot.
Once they're in a battle zone, that's to get tens. You just, you know, once they get their tens, we strictly on realness. I don't give a fuck what they got on. I'm looking at how real they are in the presence of what they are now.
I get that part. I just understand when you said the first time that they should have been chopped and you didn't chop them about it. You didn't want to chop your own house member.
True.
What do you have to say on that topic?
Oh, but y'all go ahead. I mean, it's no big deal to me. I think I had fun. I hope that everybody did have fun.
It looked like it was fun. It looked like y'all had a fab crowd, honey. It looked like the girls definitely came out to definitely play. I want to definitely congratulate you and the House of Ebony on a fabulous function.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
And also to be clear, as far as the table situation, because there was controversy over that, the bodies. When they had the table, that wasn't their table. That was the Mugler table. Just to check the record.
That's
straight.
What I was forgot to talk
we couldn't
about.
Get the guy. We couldn't get the guy to come back to bring any other tables. And personally, I think Stuart didn't want to have to. That would have been late to have them rise up. Although they didn't walk any categories, they still came or however it went. You know what I'm saying? And it's just me, my personal opinion, speaking my mind.
Stuart went real disrespectful on them. Get the fuck up off that table. That's not
true.
Deep down inside,
you know, as far as when it comes down to the tables and certain other things, that was up to Stuart. He didn't feel like he should have did that. I was going to do that, but they didn't want me to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Because I was going to do it because right is right, wrong is wrong. And the Mugliers came. And they reserved a lot of people reserved this stuff the day of when I came. Well, beforehand, and even when I came, like, right, they did it before I came to the Lions meeting. Once we got to the Lions meeting, the table was all filled up. I put everybody's name on the thing. At that time, the Browns wasn't sure they was coming because they was having a mini ball that night that was supposed to be a party or however it went. So we didn't even put them down for a table. But I think that was kind of wrong of them to do that. You know, that's my personal opinion. And although Stuart didn't say anything, I was going to say something, but I just felt that he just said, leave it alone, I left it alone. You know what I'm saying? Period. But I thought that was wrong, and I thought that was wrong for the Blinds that came, and they stormed. And I think they was introducing their new overalls and the New York Father, I think it was New York Father, yeah, Atala, and somebody else. But I wasn't sure. I didn't get that until after the fact. But then, you know, at that time, it was just a lot of things going on, so, you know.
I think what happened was, like, the ball had already started, the category was going well, and some of that, and the table just sitting there empty. Even though it was the Mugler table, nobody was there from the Mugler. They came, like, you know, three or four categories into the ball, and the Browns had already got comfortable.
Right, they had already got comfortable, and they just took over the table. Because I didn't even know, because I was doing a lot of running around throughout the ball. And I didn't know to the last minute. And it kind of did pluck a nerve or two. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean?
My little area got congested over there.
Right, the last time I saw you, you was cool, it was breathable, it was warm. Wasn't nobody sitting at that table at all until they came in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the fight, male sound fight, I just know what started beforehand. Stuart kept telling people who didn't have cameras to move. That was the reason why we didn't use the tables and chairs. We used that whole little sofa space so the judges could have room and nobody wouldn't be over their back or breathing down their back, you know, thinking that it would be more comfortable for them. But it kept getting out of hand back there. Stuart kept asking them to move. I think Melson
No,
they
said if Stewart asked him to move, Melson turned around and asked him to move. Stewart asked Melson to turn around and asked him to move. Melson
right.
didn't turn around and asked him to move. Melson turned around and pushed everybody off the stage. When Fresh got up off the floor after Melson pushed him, that's when he got up and he knocked Melson, and Melson wasn't ready for him to come at him like that way. And,
right.
it, you know, they said it was like 30 seconds, but, bitch, Melson gagged in those 30 seconds.
It was real quick, but Melson did tell him to move the first time. But I don't think what Melson didn't know was certain Ebony's could have been up there. Certain Ebony's. Fresh was one of them. You know what I mean? What Melson didn't know that, and the first time he told him to move, Fresh said that he wasn't going no motherfucker where. That's what I remember hearing. The next thing I know, Melson must have pushed him, and then like 3 minutes after that, because it was a minute, he must have pulled himself together. And then he came back and stole off on Melson. And then after that, that's when everybody was trying to separate the two and all that. It got chaotic. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it wasn't a brawl or nothing like that, but, you know.
But I just want to thank y'all for definitely having a good time and definitely having fun. I heard it was definitely a fabulous weekend. So big shout out to the Ebonies and the Blonics. Thank you, Hassan, for calling in. The next caller we have is 678334. You're live on the air.
That's mine.
Catch over line. Okay. The next caller we have is 773633. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air. You need to get away from your computer or take your speakerphone.
Hold on 1 second. Hello?
Yes.
I just...
We still can't hear you, darling. Okay, your call has dropped. Thank you for calling in, and we'll see you tomorrow. The next caller is 773-952. You're live on the air. 773-952. You're live on the air.
Am I live on the air?
Yes. Hello? Okay, you don't want to talk, you want to play? We'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you for listening. Okay. Well, it's just us. Tayana, what was you saying, Tayana? I didn't hear you.
I was trying to ask Divine. Like, she never saw anyone, like, with heels and thing in a grocery store at all? Like dressed up, period, at all? You always see a bitch with a jogging suit on?
No, hold on, let me give you my opinion on it. I can see a bitch going to the supermarket and a pair of tight jeans, a t-shirt, and a pair of heels in their clutch. I have never once ever seen somebody in a gown in a supermarket. Now, Devon, go ahead and give your side.
You just took the words out of my mouth. I have seen ladies in heels, but it's usually with a work uniform. I should have, instead of referring to heels, I should have said the whole attire. Those girls were actually done. So, no, I've never been in the supermarket, looked up, and seen a lady done. No, not even, no, never.
Wow.
I just said wow.
And I mean, I see it all the time.
They dress like that in Chicago?
Yes.
In the supermarket?
Oh, my.
Baby, well, bitch, girl, listen, let me tell you something, bitch. I need to go where these bitches going shopping at, honey.
Okay.
And bitch, I need to find me a motherfucking man, bitch, in the supermarket
all
dressed up
the
way they was. I thought they was going to a red carpet affair.
Okay.
Yes, that's how I felt about the situation. Nicole?
I'm purged.
Have you ever seen a bitch in a gown in the supermarket?
I can say it depends on the area. Like the area, I think it depends on like that. If you go somewhere down to Soho and you go into one of, you know, them D'Agostinos or something, I guess in that type of area with them people living in that, coming home from work and stuff, you will find a nice label shoe and something up in there. But if you live more in the ghetto or more of an urban, area, then maybe that's not more likely.
Well, I got to do my research.
Kelly, let me ask you something. Do you have the recap of all the winners from the awards ball, like who won what?
When I tell you, I seen the people coming up and getting their awards, but I really wasn't paying no attention because I was just gagging that they started doing the awards like at 1:30. Once Kool-Aid and them was in motion and they had did the ball, we already thought before they came online with the pay-per-view thing that the awards was already done. So I took a break from the computer. Bitch, I felt like I was at the ball and they was doing awards and I went to the bar to go get me something to drink. So I got up from the computer and I went and took me a shower and got me something to drink and came back and the awards was done.
I have the Ebony Ball, though, if you guys want to know some of the winners from that ball.
Yeah, I want to know, yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to go up the top of my head. For Open to All Runway, well, the Blitz Green Runway, it was Corey Chanel. For Thug Realness, it was Mario Balenciaga. The category I Am, which was the category that you represent best, was Neil Chanel. Runners with a Twist went to Little Ant Balenciaga. Perks from Great Perfect Tens went to Stasha Garcon. Bring It Like It, Recreating Icon was won by Exotic Mugler.
Who he brought it like?
Stewart.
All right, bitch.
Some people say they thought it was Whitney, but based on his hand movements and different stuff when he came down, we determined that it was Stewart. We had the turban on and different stuff like that. Regular Bush Queen face was won by Lindo Mugler. Face Unpainted was won by Roz and Exotic Mugler. Bush Queen Vogue Film was won by Naima Mugler. Best Dress was won by JR. I think they said Ebony now, right? I think it said JR Ebony. You know, JR X Supreme or whatever.
Yeah.
Supreme. We all know. What are the categories? I remember.
Oh, he made
school
a comeback.
Schoolboy was won by the Cons. J-Rock, and I can't remember the other person, but I know it was two of them that were still up there. J-Rock Con is another con.
Stop you right there. Didn't Selvin just say there were no more cons?
Well, there was cons yesterday.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Okay. So
they were called yesterday.
Trish,
Film Queen Runners was won by Trisha Khan. Sex Island was won by this is damn night Jody Balenciaga.
You got a nice little memory going there.
Yeah, I pretty much, you know.
Well, since you said Jody, Jody just posted on his wall that when the girls take the fun out of ballroom, it's no more fun. He does this for extracurricular activity. So since the girls want to take out the fun out of it, he's going to let it go.
What happened?
You know, the girls is just too much. You know, the girls want to sit here and the girls want to throw all types of things around and throw their money around and everything, bitch. But I remember when the girls was motherfucking doing motherfucking returns for $25 and sleeping on bitches' floor and sucking dick.
Kelly, can I ask you a question? What girls are you talking about?
Baby, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, actually, I don't. Just please enlighten me.
Sorry, Kelly, what you say?
I didn't say that. That's unexcused. But, Kelly, I want to ask you this, though. What house is your daughter in now?
What house is my daughter who?
Renato.
Who?
Since what house is Antonio? Ain't he the father Blunted?
Who's father Blunted?
New York. Who's father Blunted in New York?
Oh, I don't know.
Father Blunted in New York is Darrell.
So what position is Renato going to have?
Darrell who?
Renato.
Tayana is trying it right now.
She's saying your position is Bernardo going to have my son.
Rodney, Darrell who?
Was it Darrell? He's
a 007, ain't he?
Oh, I mean, I thought he was still Father Blonick.
No, he's a 007.
Oh, okay.
Also, well, Renato is Father Blonick again. Okay.
Oh. Well, how's Renato Father Blonick, and they said Hosella was Father Blonick, and Stephanie was going to be the overall East Coast Mother Blonick at the awards ball.
Well, that's the problem.
But how is Stephanie going to be the overall East Coast mother when Temperance is supposed to be the overall mother?
No, Temperance is the overall mother. Stephanie's going to be the overall East Coast mother. She's going to run everything on the East Coast.
Okay.
And Hosella
no,
is supposed
no,
to be
no,
the
no,
New
no,
York
no.
City father of the House of Blonick.
No. Temperance is mother number two. Number one is
Lady.
No, wait.
Malone said no. It's only Temperance is the overall mother by herself.
Right.
That's what Malone came on the show and said today.
That's what I thought I heard, yeah.
Yeah, he said
well,
that.
I thought at the ball, he said that Lady Temperance was overall mother.
He said specifically at that ball, we have two overall mothers, and we're going to have two overall fathers.
Yes,
well,
and they said Lady and Temperance was overall mother, and Camaro was overall father. That's what was said at the ball.
The co-overall
father came on the show tonight, which is Milan, and said that Temperance is the only overall mother.
Okay, well, Stephanie's going to be the... Well, as however you put it, the girl that left the House of Milan is debuting at the awards ball as Blonick. We don't know what they debuting as, but they coming out as Blonick's at the awards ball. That's why the Blonick has purchased three tables from, you know, unmentioned.
He did say part two at the New York Awards Ball.
I
heard 25 minutes before the ball, Tempest didn't even know what she wanted to do.
Oh.
Wait a minute, I didn't hear her. Her phone was breaking up. What'd she say?
I heard 25 minutes before the ball, Tempest didn't even know what she wanted to do.
I think that happened, too, when she walked at the Chanel ball and the Ebony's was chanting her on.
I spoke to Tempest myself, and this is what she said. She said the Ebony's came to her. Now, this Ebony's don't. I didn't make this up. This is what she told me. They went to escort her out. So when she came out, and I was one of the Ebony's who was chanting Ebony. I was standing up in the chair. If you see it on any DVD, I was in the chair waving the bottle, go off Temperance. She said when she came to the front, that's why she made it known that she was not an Ebony.
I think you only saying that because the Ebony's kick you out. But go ahead, y'all.
Hold on, wait a minute. I heard the reason why she said she wasn't an Ebony because Sanaya wasn't willing to step down and be her own godmother,
grandmother,
grandmother, godmother, or whatever.
Baby, we is not talking about the Ebony's. We're talking about the Blonick's right now, okay?
We're talking about the Blonick's, honey, and we're talking about Stephanie and all of these girls going over and to the House of Blonick.
But that
so
Ebony,
I don't know.
That Ebony
I don't
is
know
a Blonick.
I don't know how I feel about that. How do y'all feel about that? What's your opinion on it?
I don't think it's really anybody's opinion.
I don't
know
about opinion. I just put them to bed.
You know, all you can do is sit back with a bag of popcorn and enjoy the movie because, you know, girls change houses like they change shoes. Or should I say, like they change their ads.
Oh,
yes, every week.
Oh. No, honey, every 4 hours, mistake when they add drop down to number 6.
Oh.
They got to put it back up on the top.
But ain't that $25 every time you repost?
No, 15 or something like that.
So what are you?
I'm about to go on back page right now. So it's 695. $6.95 It's $15.95 if you want it to automatically go to the top when it drops down past six.
I just got the memo. We're not supposed to talk about their name, and we're not supposed to mention any balls that they're affiliated with.
Okay.
What?
Joseph, you're back on the air. Joseph?
Yes, I was calling because I heard something about Over East Coast Mother. I thought they called Morgan on Blahnik out as Over East Coast Mother.
You're right, Joseph Ebony Blahnik. Ebony.
Work out, Ronnie. So my thing is, so they got two overall East Coast Mothers too?
Well, they got two overall fathers. Why can't they have two overall East Coast Mothers?
Work out.
Baby.
Let me tell you, I'm going to give you my opinion, and I don't want nobody to read me. I'm just saying, because everybody's still listening on the phone lines and everything. Girls, please don't go in your house chat rooms and read me and everything about my opinion. My opinion on the situation, they couldn't choose which one they wanted, so that's where the code came from, so they could have both of them because they couldn't choose.
But my thing is, at the end of the day, all I do is give more problems and more people say so that, I don't know, it's just stupid to me. But like I said, everybody has a right to do what they want, and like Jay said, that's his house and he can run it the way that he runs it. Well, then let him run it, and we'll see if it lasts through the summer.
And that's what I'll say. Get your popcorn and enjoy the movie.
I just want to say, and I'm not breaking code, honey, but in my elite room that we're in, honey, the poll is up. The poll is that Temperance will only last 3 months.
How many other houses that these people keep on leaving. Like, I mean, no shade to Milan. How many houses he's been in and now he's back at Blahnik? I mean, people have to do, they sit up there and they let all these people come to their houses, knowing their track history of leaving other houses and stuff like that. Why would you want any, like I said, it's no shade. I'm just speaking my mind. I got an opinion. It's just like an asshole. But why would you let those people come to your house knowing their track history? Like, these people don't be having valid reasons of leaving houses. I'm talking because I left from the House of Khan and stuff like that. But like I said, if I would have known back then what I know now, I probably would have never left, because the same shit happens in every house, just different people. So you might as well.
Amen to that, motherfucking Joseph. Amen to that,
that's
honey.
Right.
All y'all girls think that, bitch, all what goes on in your house, bitch, don't go on in the next house, baby. It goes on in that house, honey. The girls just know how to motherfucking cover it up and make it look good, bitch. That catch. I'm a prime example of it.
But I wish them the best and stuff like that. All I'm saying, all eight twisters of the House of Blahnik, y'all can see me at the back of the runway. That's it, though. But that's all I wanted to say, Kelly.
But,
my whole thing
is this here. It's like I was trying to tell Jay. I didn't mean any disrespect to him and what he's doing with his house. But when I speak to Milan and I speak about Temperance, they have to remember where that bloodline started. Because if it wasn't for the blood of Chanel, there would be no Temperance Chanel. And if there wasn't for the blood of Chanel, there would be no Milan. Okay, so at the end of the day, they're taking something with them that they got instilled in them from the Chanel power. So I have the right to speak to them in a respectable manner when I'm feeling that I have a concern where they're going and what they're doing, because I think that they're a lot stronger than what people give them credit for. And together, Milan and Temperance could have started their own empire. And I'm not taking nothing away from Jay because he's trying to build his house, but I'm just trying to say, honey, hey.
313-585, you're live on the air.
Hi, Divine, Kelly, R.R., Rodney, everybody. I like to agree with R.R., but briefly to touch back on the Blahnik situation. Earlier today in the ballroom forum on Facebook, Milan said that Lady was overall mother of the Lady portion of Blahnik, and Tempers was overall mother. So Lady is supposed to be an overall mother as well. But furthermore, I agree with RR because they really should have started their own house. That's the problem with the ballroom today. People are scared to be innovators, movers, and shakers, and they want to just wave it with the wind. And we recycling members. We need to start making new houses and finding new members. You know what I'm saying? And when I started, when I started my own, people were trying to be shady towards me when half of the houses were started by somebody. If people just take the step to be innovators and go against the grain, it can be much bigger than what it is now instead of dying.
You're so right.
Cool down.
Cool down.
kudos for that one.
And the thing that gave me the idea, because I used to be a Chanel, and when things fell apart with me and my decisions on why I decided to go, I said, I'm going to do what RR did. When he said he couldn't become a Dupree, he started his own house, so I said, I didn't want to go to any other house besides Chanel, so I was going to start my own.
So what house you in?
I'm the founder of the house of Sirianni. We're just six members now, but it's growing.
Okay. And that's where you start, even if you start with one member, because I started with one member, and that was me. And now look at my empire. Right, Divine?
Right.
Now.
And that's why I'm there for you, RR. Chanel is the only other house that I would ever go to if my house was a fall and crumble today, because I live for the vision that you are putting. And now you were so correct for telling them that they should have started their own legacy.
And look, I started out with me, Jasmine, and Laomi, bitch. And
work,
look,
bitch.
And we got 15 members already. Honey,
yes.
And we a family. We like a giant tree. We branch it out to the skies.
I know that's right, bitch.
Baby,
I
want to tell everybody out here. This is my... I went through a situation this last weekend trying to get somebody in my house, in our house. I just want to tell everybody, and I've got to really think about everything that I went through this week. Just take your time, Miss Thing. Don't rush and try to build a house or build a family. It's not going to happen overnight. It takes time. Don't go looking for people. Let them come and find you. And I realized that after the whole situation that we had this week, that I put my house into this week. But,
Kelly, let me say this, and you might want to piggyback on it, but Fred has a New Year resolution, and there's no more revolving door in the house of Chanel. If you're gone, you are gone. There's no coming back, because that's the problem with the houses today. We allow these kids to go and come. But this door has closed for 2012. If you're not in the house, then you got locked out.
I know.
Hey,
that's right.
Hold on. We got a lot of callers now, honey. Hold on. Everybody's pressing one now. I'm a caller. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to say, first of all, I don't know. I agree with you, Kelly, a reference to Tempest only being there for maybe 3 months. And, of course, you know, if she goes, Ken goes again. But to think that Tempest is a good leader and she can't even lead herself and be committed to any one thing is kind of crazy.
Thank you, Corlon.
Wait a minute, Kelly, correct him, because that came from a message that you got across the screen. You didn't say that.
Because
you don't want no problems, sister. You know what I'm saying?
Kelly.
I didn't see it. 973-999. You're live on the air. 973-999. You're live on the air. Okay, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Joseph, you're back on the air.
Hold on a second. Oh, I just wanted to, like RR, I totally agree what you say about that, about people leaving the house. Because if you leave the house of Ebony, you cannot come back. If the grass is not green on the other side of what you thought, well, baby, it's just going to stay the color that it is, because it can't come back. That I think that's crazy. If you don't have a logical reason for leaving the house, what's the sense of going out there saying you want to start something new and go to a new house and it don't go the way you want and then you want to come back? The loyalty is just... God,
exactly.
No,
because back in the day,
terrible.
There was loyalty. We had nothing but loyalty. You go through your ups and you go through your downs, but you stay in your house. No one could buy you back in the days with no title, no garments, nothing.
And that's what's going on. If you get a title, bitch, okay, I'm leaving my house because I got a title. That shit don't make no sense.
And you know what's the worst part about it is? And I'm not just saying this because he's my overall father, but Fred does so much for the female figures in the house. And for them to get to the status that they need to be to get that light shining on them, and then once they get that light, they give him their ass to kiss, it is so wrong. But you know what? There's a thing in the house of Chanel that once you leave this house, it's never the same. because once you leave, you don't get the trophies, you don't get the glory. And
I like that.
Me,
I used to be my motto in the other house.
Exactly.
Ask me that Andre will go get all these little dolls for me to play with all these little dolls, and I used to play with them on the runway. And then when they were ready to run away and go to another house, I would throw them to the side, and nobody think about them no more after I throw them to the side.
Exactly, because if you think about it, and it's no shade when I'm talking real shit here. Name one female figure that left the house of Chanel and has won a trophy since. Name one butch queen that left the house of Chanel and has gotten the shine that they deserve and the glory that they had got when they was in the house of Chanel. Tempest ain't won since she left the house of Chanel.
Oop, it is. And the Ebony's, and not to make him feel the, none of the ex-Chanel's to feel by themselves. The ex-Ebony's that left ain't had a win since they left. But you know what? It shows.
But I take
you,
that
like,
back. Tempest did have a win. She won at the Chanel Ball last year.
Oh, well, I can't recall any Ebony's winning. But like I said, you don't, like I tell people, Ebony is not me. I am Ebony. I make
exactly.
Regardless of what house or last name that I have, I'm the one that's going out there putting my hard work and sweat and stuff like that on the floor to make my name. It doesn't matter what house you go to, but it just lets you know what made you. A lot of people, their house made them. They didn't make themselves.
Well, all I know is, like you said,
the
grass is not greener on the other side, and if you're in a house, you need to stay in a house. I love Fred for his New Year's resolution that this is no more a revolving door house, and everybody that's in this house now is here because they love the blood of Chanel, and they will stay here, just like the House of Couture. Everybody that's in the House of Couture is there because they want to be, not because they're bought.
Exactly.
Oh, baby, I keep telling the girls, I keep telling these girls, honey, everybody running around talking about all the people joining this house because Jazz and buying them this and Jazz. Bitch, we ain't buying bitches shit, bitch. It's a hard over here. It's a depression, bitch. Y'all bitches don't know this, bitch. I'm real, bitch. I motherfucking let my motherfucking ADT bill slack, bitch. I ain't paying that shit until March, bitch. Because in March, I'm going to be out of the state every weekend, bitch. So in March, I'm going to pick up the bill in March. Bitch, ain't nobody got no fucking money over here, bitch. We broke. We stumbling up. Me and Jazz and Bob over here rubbing $100 bills together. Trying to turn it into something. Bitch, what the fuck? Honey, y'all don't know, bitch, the stock market is down, bitch. I got the stocks and the news and everything, but I'm trying to invest in something.
You know,
yeah.
You just got to be appreciative of where you are and the things that you have and the people that in your house that love you and genuinely care for you. You know
and
what I'm saying?
Because when y'all
got
the golf, you need to know when you're looking for a house, girl, you need to be able to. If you want to feel it out, you need to be able to be around these people that you're trying to be a part of their house, their family, or whatever they call it. You need to be able to be around them and spend some time with them and see how they interact and everything before you make a decision on jumping into a house. Because just because something looks good on the outside, trust me, when you go on in the inside, baby, and I can honestly tell y'all, bitch, I was watching Hoarders all day today. And these motherfucking people houses look fab on the outside.
That's right.
But when you went inside and you seen what they was hoarding in their house, bitch,
right.
It was not nothing that you wanted to be, and you was ready to run out the door.
That's it.
You put a mouthful there.
I know,
baby.
That's right.
Honey, I ain't playing. Hold on. Ski Prodigy, you live on the air?
Well, what's going on, y'all? I just wanted to call and say that with Fred going with 2012, I think every house should do that, because if every house did that, no revolving door, we wouldn't have all this house hopping.
Yeah.
And another thing I want to say to all these people who think their houses are so fab, if your house is so fab, stop taking these young kids and offering them parents' position because they're nobody's parents to get them
from
other houses.
Exactly.
If your house is fab, they will want to come to your house as a regular member. You don't have to give nobody no position to come to your house.
You better say that, boy. What's your name?
Amen.
Ski Prodigy, you better eat that up, Ski. You better eat that up, Ski, because I'm going to be 100%. I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all, bitch, and I'm going to be real with y'all, bitch. I made that, like I was telling y'all earlier, I made that decision last week to do that mistake, and then that motherfucking person turned me in my mind, kicked me in my motherfucking back mistake, because they wanted to bring somebody over here as mother, and she was not ready to be a mistake, and she was not even, she was a Marshall Rack girl, and she wanted to bring that Marshall Rack girl over here, bitch, and it was not happening.
Is you talking about Amari?
Okay, the show is over now. I think y'all can call me.
Yes, I heard about that. Yes, Kelly, I heard you didn't let Amari in because he wants to bring Skittle. You don't like Skittle,
you
Kelly?
Divine, you want to tell her. Divine, you weren't supposed to tell the whole thing.
I don't give a damn.
Well, I'm only being real, honey. But I want to say that Amari just posted on Facebook that he would like to give a shout-out to Nicole, BJ, Kool-Aid, all the cars, and the new father, Memphis, Carr, for their fabulous and hospitality that they gave him this weekend. And he said Carr's in the building. And the bottom of this that the person just sent me, they said, can you please hit Amari up and let him know that the memo just went out that there ain't no more cars in the building until Steve leaves the building? Well, I guess he don't know yet, but they ain't give him the memo yet. Whoever sent me that message on Facebook, because y'all know I don't reveal my sources, honey.
Wait a minute.
So
he
out there to think that y'all can't send me tea. The only way I'm going to put y'all name out there if you say I can say your name. You can send me whatever you want to send over, but if you don't feel comfortable with me, send it to my girlfriend, Miss London, because you know she don't have a problem with running her big-ass British mouth, honey. But I really enjoy myself. I don't want anybody... Listen, to everybody, I want to say this to the House of Blonde and to the people, the ones that's still in the chat room and y'all still listening to the show or you on the phone line. Please don't take it as shade what I'm saying. I'm only saying what people sent over to me in emails and they sent over to me in Facebook. I am these girls' voice. These girls don't have a voice or a backbone that they can stand up on their own, so they use me as they muse to say what they need to be said because they won't say it themselves. So that's why I say what I say. It's no shade to the House of Blahnik. I love the House of Blahnik. I love everything that y'all are aspiring and that y'all are going to do this year in taking and putting Blahnik back on the map. I wish y'all well. I wish Temperance well in the House of Blahnik. I'm a real bitch, and I do real motherfucking things, honey. I wish Temperance well in the House of Blahnik. I wish Milan and you know, his new inventions in the House of Blahnik. Ray Wellman saying, I hope that his settlement definitely keeps that money flowing and he definitely do invest that money in things that he needs to invest in it, because I would hate for him to have to go back to doing returns and working from Adam. I would like to congratulate Morgan on her switch to the House of Blahnik. Morgan, I see you doing great things. You just need to keep yourself focused. And congratulations on the House of Blahnik and being a femme queen. Congratulations to ladies for definitely upstepping to the realm that she has stepped in. I hope you're definitely ready to fill those shoes. And another thing that I would like to say to the House of Blahnik, one of y'all grandmas is really cute. But the only thing, the only advice that I had for y'all, because it was already bust out in the States, y'all should have waited and called Marquise and Buddha and Jamie out all at the same time. Once you call Buddha out for the realness segment of the Grand March, we already knew that Jamie and Marquise was coming behind them because those three won as a team. So y'all should have had all three of them come out together, so there would have been an element of surprise. So they was already blown up. Once we seen Buddha come out for realness, I knew Marquise and Jamie was coming right behind them. House of Blahnik. And I can see that Jay did not have a lot to do with that grand march because it was not very organized. But thank y'all for definitely a great job. And the only other thing is I wish y'all had better trophies, but the other year trophies is better than the box y'all gave out that was empty. I'd like to thank the House of Ebony for their fabulous function. And everybody that's on the phone line, can y'all all say goodnight because we got to get up out of here.
Good night.
I love y'all all for loving me. I'll be back here tomorrow night with Brandon. I don't know what house Brandon is, Atlanta. We like to come on and address Clayton and the allegations about the change of the votes. Those girls have hit me up, and a lot of those girls are going to be on tomorrow about the change of the votes. So if y'all want to be a part of that tomorrow, definitely do come on and definitely be a part of that. It's definitely going to be a fabulous show. I love y'all all for definitely tuning into this show. coming next month on the 23rd, we're going to be here for 3 years. Without all of you people being on the phone line, without all of y'all listening, without Rodney and Nicole and now Divine and London and everybody that came and has left, y'all make this show what it is, because without y'all, I'll just be a big fat queen just sitting here talking to nobody. So I thank all of y'all for listening on the air and on the radio and everything. I love y'all all, and we'll see y'all back here tomorrow. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Kevin Jay-Z is going to take us away with Who Runs the World.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Who runs it, Papa?